Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm right along. This is straight off the press. The remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece of the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The rasp everywhere is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The flash of me that'll leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guests promote self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Everyone, I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, 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 everyone, to The Remix. Welcome to you guys, and thank you so much for joining us here live in The Remix tonight. Tonight is November the 2nd. The 2nd of November, can you believe that? 2012, and it's remix time, and it's so good to have you guys here. Welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone to the forum tonight. Let me go ahead and give out the call-in number. The call-in number for the show tonight is 646-652-2711. That's the number to call for the remix. You can definitely come on over and you can listen via phone. I want to give a big shout out soon as we start the show this evening to all of our international listeners listening from all over the world. It is so good to have you guys in the house tonight to be here live with us in the remix. And also for those of you listening, again, no matter what part of the world you're listening from, Amsterdam, whether you're listening from the UK, listening from Brazil, or listening from Australia, or listening from all parts of Africa, no matter where in the world that you're listening from, we want to welcome you here this evening, Canada as well, in the house tonight, and also Japan and China. So good to have you guys in the house tonight with us in Seoul, Korea. You guys are reminding me, so thank you for that. It is so good to have everyone here, as well as Jamaica, Bahamas, and all over the world to have you guys here with us tonight. I don't know about you guys, but it's been a very interesting week. Lots of energy going on, and a lot of it that we're going to talk about here tonight in the remix. And also, I just want to welcome everyone who is here live tonight, who is listening, who is able to listen to the show live from all parts of the United States that is here listening, particularly those who are on the East Coast or in some of the areas that have been affected by a lot of the different conditions that have been going on with Hurricane Sandy. And so definitely I want to send love out to all of you guys out there who are dealing with some of these things on the external world that make it very, very difficult to stay focused in some of these times, but I know that you will. So first, as we get ready to open up the show, good to have you guys here. We have some new listeners in the house, some first-time listeners. So I want to say welcome to you guys, first-time listeners listening. First-time listeners in the house, and know that you can come on over to the chat room. You can actually get ready to come into the chat room if you like to. The Remix family will make you feel right at home. Let me give you some directions. So if you are online and you want to come over and chat with us in the chat room, you can certainly do that. All you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ The Remix, and come on in. Now, once you get in the chat room, it takes just 1 to 2 minutes for you to sign up, tell us who you are, and you can participate in the chat and all the great things that go on right here in the chat room with the Remix family by clicking the sign up button. Once you click the sign up button, you can tell us who you are, follow the steps, and just come right on in. So welcome, you guys. Welcome. I want you to know that this show, and like many of the shows that I've been doing, particularly this year, has definitely been pure inspiration. This show tonight is definitely that of pure inspiration. And I'll tell you why. This week, the readings, every week, the readings are amazing. But this particular week, the readings have just been really, really very emotionally charged, and they have been amazing. I had the opportunity to meet with lots of brothers and sisters from around the world, and that is always an honor to me, and it's something that I hold very sacred and I hold very close to my heart. And one of the things that I noticed this particular week that has been going on a lot is, even though you guys know sometimes it happens when I'm doing readings here, and sometimes it happens in our private sessions when we're having our one-on-one readings, but a lot of the ancestors who've made their transitions have shown up. And this started pretty much very much strong this week. It happens all the time. It's not anything that I go looking for them. You know, they sort of kind of come and tap me on my shoulder and say, hey, Miss Blue, I need you to give a message. And these have been some very powerful messages that have been received from a lot of you who had readings this week, where grandmothers have come through, mothers have come through, fathers have come through, children have come through. You know, best friends and cousins and all of these people have come through. And whenever that happens, it is a very natural and just a very, very pure experience. And I get so much joy out of it, as much as you guys get joy out of hearing your loved ones and just being able to connect with them, because it really is just that divine confirmation that we know that it doesn't stop here. And truly, truly something our ancestors knew, that there was no such thing as death. We really just evolve ourselves on from this particular place. Now, don't get me wrong. That's one of the hardest challenges us as humans that we will have to go through. And so I want to send my love out to everyone who has lost someone or someone who has made their transition from this earth plane onto other planes at this particular time, and just really kind of give them, you know, a big love and blessing out to them as they continue on their path and journey there. So just a lot of amazing things going on. So tonight, let's get back to tonight. Tonight was pure inspiration. And we're going to talk about a lot of things. We're also going to open up the phone lines because I want to hear from you guys as well, too. But a lot of pure inspiration, a lot of strange energy this week, a lot of good energy, a lot of emotional energy. I feel you guys' emotions out there, and it's really good to feel it. It's good to feel your energy and to know what's going on. And I am so thankful for all of you guys on the Eastern Seaboard that have been impacted and all over the country. I've received calls. We've received emails. I've received text messages or text to landline messages from you guys from all over the world who have sent messages about what is actually going on with you. You were so concerned about your readings. People took time out to say, hey, Ms. Blue, I just want to let you know I'm in New York, I'm in New Jersey, and right now, guess what? I'm not going to be able to make my session. So I want to let you guys know that Sister Manya is working very hard, and myself know that we will have that divine spot. We know that these readings are divine appointments, and so everyone gets to make their appointment in divine time. So no worries on that. I'm very thankful for you guys reaching out to me and letting me know. Now, here's another thing that is also going on, and I'm going to tell you why this is important. And we also know that the time change, we're going through a time change here. Truth be told, we know time doesn't exist on some level, but in this physical reality, don't forget to set your clocks back, and that time change is coming up. on Saturday night. So don't forget to set your clocks back. You know, to set your clocks back, we're going to get a little bit more of the sunlight, you know, because we're getting ready to go into the autumn season. Well, we're in the autumn season, and we're about to go into the winter season. And so that sunlight change is there. So lots of things are changing on the planet level, changing on a spiritual level, and all kinds of ways. You know, this year, I don't know about you guys, but Halloween was a little different. Halloween was very calm this year. It wasn't so much about the dress-up. I mean, the children still got the joy of it and really got that, but the energy felt very different to me this Halloween. It felt very, very different. It's almost like I had my Halloween last year or the year before. And let me tell you why. Here's the reason why I believe that it is different. You know, often we would say that there is a veil between this reality and the spiritual realm, that there is this veil that is in between these two worlds that really hold this particular energy. And I call it more of a placenta. It's almost like placenta. If you've ever seen placenta, sisters, you know what I'm talking about, particularly those of us who've had babies. We know what placenta looks like. But it's almost like this placenta. It's like you can see through it, but it's still that little veil, the placenta or the veil. Well, really, I feel there is no longer this veil, the placenta. It's gone. Certain parts of the world, I think, where the energy and the vibration is a little different, you can really kind of get through the placenta very quick. And for those of us who have been doing our spiritual work in our reality of where we are, we have really moved that veil out the way, almost like opening up a curtain or opening up a door. The placenta is gone. You see, the placenta is gone. I've been getting emails from you guys all year, and we're already in the 11th month, so we have 1 month left to go, but all year of people telling me about hearing different things in their house and different spirits, your children seeing spirits, you seeing spirits, spirits coming to you, and these are for people, my friends, you guys, the Remix family, all over the world. And that is really because that placenta is gone. The placenta is gone. So we're able to really kind of connect with those different energies and those different levels there. And in a lot of different places in the world, different portals have opened up. And so, you know, we get choices when we get ready to move on. And I really believe that the spirits and the souls that we have now, very few of them are stuck in this dimension. At one particular time, we would have a lot of people stuck and just did not want to go on, but not as much anymore. What I often find is that our loved ones really just want to give a lot of confirmation to what is going on, to what is going on with us. Just really what is going on with us. Sort of that kind of reaching back just to kind of let us know that everything is going to be okay, that they are still around, their energy is still here with us, they still love us, they still are connected to us, and that connection has not been left. You can even begin to look at the movies and how the movies have been going this particular year. And by the way, I want to talk about two that opened today, and some of you may have already went to go see it, but you know Denzel's movie, Flight. Ooh, Flight is open. And of course, RZA from the Wu-Tang, you know, the movie that he also helped to produce and also starred in, is out, Man with the Iron Fist is out as well, too. So exciting movie. And I can't wait to go see the movie, The Man with the Iron Fist, because I know that RZA did some badass channeling on this. I really tapped into that energy. And for those of you who are going to see the movie, and I didn't get a chance to go do it, but, you know, one of the things that's happening is Hollywood is really preparing us for these things that we've been talking about since last year. Because you're going to see a lot of channeling going on in this movie. And also, Cloud Atlas is another movie. an excellent movie, because guess what that movie is all about? It's about what we love, what I love. It's about past lives. And so what Hollywood is doing at this particular time, this is really sort of that stage of dreams being fulfilled. This is really all of your records coming back online for you. And that movie Cloud Atlas, that movie is all about past lives. That's what the whole movie, I think, who's in it? Halle Berry is in that movie. Tom Hanks is in that movie. And it's really about past lives. It's about past lives, about all the past lives coming online. So as always, Hollywood is telling the story, but this is a story that we are all very familiar with. So some great movies to go out there and see. And yes, that movie about the past lives is all about going in the Akashic Records. It's something that I love and something that I know to be true. Each and every single one of us have had over 100 past lives. The past life readings that I've been doing now have been just out of this world, so life-changing. They always are, because you get a chance to begin to bring this energy back with you. And so I am so glad to see that finally something that we have known for since ancient times is now being manifested here. And Hollywood, as they always do, is sort of kind of setting that stage for it. So some three good movies, excellent good movies for you to begin to go see and really just kind of connect your energy with. So much is happening and so much is going on. We are in the new world now. We talked about it a couple of months ago when I told you guys about the origin, the new cycle that we've already entered, that we've been in for quite some time now. And you're going to see these things being reflected on so many different levels. You know, this is almost like, you can think of it this way, the gateway. This is a gateway. And this particular month, November, oh my goodness, you thought October was a gateway month. November, this is a gateway month. Lots of things here, you know. And we're going to be doing some origin work this month. Lots of origin month work this month. So you'll see a lot of the shows that I've been putting up, even from tonight. I've been really prepping everyone for this ever since last year. So if you go back and you start to listen to those shows, The Cosmic Pie, and all of those shows that I did, download. That's why it's so important. And more than ever, some of you have been dealing with situations where you still don't have light. You still don't have electricity. You have some forms of being able to get to electricity, but you still don't have light. So it's still a lot of us out here dealing with a lot of external energy going on at this particular time. Know that this month, and also we have some new remix first coming this month. So I'm glad to tell you about that, that that's going to happen. I also have some things here. I also have something here. It's just some funny things that are coming into me as I'm doing the show. I apologize, you guys. You know how it is. It's remix time. But I want to let you guys know that this is going to be the month. We're going to get the work in. We're going to do it in so many different big ways. First of all, I want to tell you this, because there are some new listeners out there, and they want to know all this cool stuff that we've been talking about, that we're doing, that really is just about how we're living our life now. You can go back and you can hear these shows and download them. You can download them from iTunes. You can download them right to your computers. You can download them to your MP3 players. And so let me tell you how you can begin to download. All you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix and get over here. If you have an iPod, iPad, any of those things that support iTunes. You just look for the little purple little icon, click that, and you can go and download all of the Remix shows. And boy, is there a lot there. It's a lot there. And you can download it that way, or you can download it directly to your computer. And so you can put it on your MP3 player, burn it to a CD, play it in your car. You can do all of these different things. All of these different things. Now, of course, you know, we would not... Well, first, I want to talk about the Chem Deck. I want to talk about the Chem Deck. And let me tell you why. Because so many emails have come in from you brothers and sisters who are in any of the boroughs. Any of the boroughs. That's Brooklyn, the Bronx, Manhattan, Queens. Any of the boroughs out there, including Staten Island, even those folks in New Jersey, anybody who has been affected by Hurricane Sandy. And I want to say something about Hurricane Sandy because some of you seen the little post that I wrote up on Facebook, on my Facebook wall. I don't believe Sandy is a woman. Sandy's not a girl. Sandy is a man. And I'm going to tell you about that. I'm going to tell you why I came to this conclusion about Sandy is not a girl. Sandy is a guy doing some real big things. doing some real big things. But I want to talk to you because so many of you have told me that in these times where things just seem so unstable on the outside, that working with your Know Your Magic, the Chem Deck, has really brought about a sense of peace. It's offered you some direction and really just helped you to stay focused and clear in a time when so much chaos is going on. So all of you who have sent your emails and posted things about during this time when this is going on, that the Chem Deck has really, really helped you, I just want to say thank you. I just want to say thank you for doing your work. And so the Know Your Magic Oracle Psychic Deck, again, it works with the energy of your higher self. And so this is definitely a way to keep your magic current, and it's to keep you in that place of calmness. Remember, magic is making a greater individual commitment. That's what magic is about. Magic is living with a purpose and making a greater individual commitment. So you can never have too much magic in your life. Macy's even tells you, let's get into the magic. Disney World tells you about the magic. And so magic is all around us, and we can still find magic even in the midst of this chaos, because we know that looking at this world through our physical eyes is not the way we need to look at it. We need to look through this through our spiritual eyes. You see? Through our spiritual eyes. Yeah. Mm. So, you know, that is it. The Chem Deck, and I see the Sister Fetty in the chat room talking about the Chem Deck. And for those of you who may not be familiar with the Know Your Magic Oracle Psychic Deck, let me tell you just a little bit about it. What I did is I actually took all of my research, all of my studies, building from all of the ancient systems. So that is coming out of the ancient Kemetic systems. That is coming from the knowledge of the Dogons. That is also coming out of those places of the East, the I Ching. All of these ancient systems of divination, all of them. And I brought them together through a divine channel that was given to me into there. So infused in that is a little bit of everything what we call today. I get emails every day from other spiritual teachers and leaders who have been working with the deck and getting great success, as well as babies who are young kids that won't leave to go to school or go to the daycare or go to Nana's house before they pull a card for themselves, mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, cousins, granddaddies, great-grandpas and grandmas, everyone can work with the Oracle Deck. That was one of the things that Spirit channeled to me, to know that this would be a deck that anyone could work with because the energy that you're using is your own. So you're building your own intuitive muscles, your own psychic muscles, because this is the part of you that connects yourself with the divine. and whatever that divine is for you. I have people even from all schools of thought that use the deck that have never worked with any kind of spiritual tool before. And they're using the deck and really, really getting into the magic. Because I'll tell you, more than ever, we must do our work. And this is the time for us to really, really do your work. And do it in a way that is so authentic, that is so magical, that is so loving, that it cannot help but to really get you into that place of peace and harmony as you continue on your path and journey. So, just a lot. For those of you who aren't familiar with it, I'm going to give you the website. You can go check it out for yourself, www.msblueblast.com/cards. is where you need to go. And so you can read what brothers and sisters from all walks of life and all over the world have to say about how they're working with their Kim deck, as well as download a lot of the shows here. You're also going to get all of this. You get an hour audio that goes along with it, as well as my channel as well, too. And then you get to make your own channel with it. So how cool is that? Just amazing energy and amazing time now. So, yeah, so much is going on. As you guys know, we're in that time and this particular energy. And, you know, we can look to the myths that were left for us. And one of the things I would like to say, and this is for all of us, because it doesn't matter whether you were in the path of Sandy or not. It doesn't matter whether you were in the path of Sandy or not. We all were impacted by Sandy. We know that our external world is really just a reflection of those things that were going on inside of us. And so the planet is going through a shift now that we've come into this new world. We've come into this origin, this energy here. And so a lot of things have got turned up. A lot of things have just kind of upheaved itself, if you will. And I want you to begin to start to think about it, even when it comes to those things of your past lives. You know, we are not our past, but it certainly does impact us. And so some powerful energy is upon us today, depending on what part of the world you're in. And on this particular day, this is basically one of the days of where the recovery of Asar has come into play. If you're not familiar with the god Asar, or the other name he also has been given is Osiris, it's about the story of Asar and Aset. It is one of the greatest love stories ever written. And really about the quest of putting him back together. When it comes to the myths, and something that has been passed on to me by those who share this information and knowledge with me, and that I come to understand, is that all of these things are us. And so we're in the process, we're in the sixth day of recovery, of looking for our pieces and beginning to put them back together. And so this is an important time that we are in the place that we start to look at things from a holistic point of view. So that's looking at the mental, the physical, the spiritual, looking at it all together, looking at every single complete angle of all of these different areas together. So don't just think of it as something that is just happening for the moment. Know that this is definitely an opportunity for you to do some great inner reflection. It is the time for us to recognize the difference between past, present, and future. This is the time to recognize that all of these things are happening right now. So now... what we're going to do, because tonight, I tell you guys, I'm in the mood to do some badass readings tonight. I don't know about you guys, but I feel like getting into some readings. I feel like answering some questions. and finding out what's on your mind. We're going to dance a little bit. We're going to dance for the whole planet. And so that's one of the things that we're going to be doing tonight. And, oh, I want to put this out there. I know a lot of you guys have inquired about the Kim Business Class. And so the Kim Business Class is going to be starting up really, really soon. Actually, we're going to be doing some things as soon as this weekend. So we're sending out replies to a lot of you, but we are still taking requests for those of you who are interested, because I don't want anyone to be left out. I just received the email right before I got ready to do the show about, could you still send emails about the Kim Business Class? Certainly you can. We're going to take 25 individuals. So send an email so you can get a response and go through the process of seeing if the Kim Business Class is right for you. Because Kim Business is a new way of doing business. It's about the business of self. And those who have been in there, this is my third class that we're teaching. It's going to tell you some, it is an amazing, life-changing class. Yes, 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 yes. So tonight is about pure inspiration, you guys. Tonight is solely about pure inspiration. You know, also on this particular day, this is also the day what is celebrated. It's called the Four Faiths, or the Sisters of Faith, and they represent sort of the past, the present, and the future, and also your DNA. We'll talk about that a little later on. Okay, so listen up, you guys. Woo! We're going to dance. We're going to dance. We're going to raise up that energy of pure inspiration that's within you. I want to hear from you. We're going to go to the phone lines right after that. And, oh, by the way, let me tell you this. Coming up on Sunday night, The Forgotten Foods is going to be here. The Forgotten Foods, if you're not familiar with them, you need to go to their website, TheForgottenFoods. com. You can go to their website, check out all of their amazing things. The brother and sister that's coming on, wow. You want to find out about healing and really understanding about putting different modalities together to raise your frequency, to raise your energy. They have the magic touch there. They're going to show you how in this new origin, you can begin to get yourself in that place of optimum health for your mind, your body, and your spirit. And they're going to be here Sunday night, and they have a lot of information. You know, recently they made their transition to Belize, and boy, you'll get to hear an amazing channel I got for them, and you're going to hear the amazing new things that they're going to be working on, and lots of surprises there. Lots of surprises. It's a show you don't want to miss. Sunday night, The Forgotten Foods are going to be here, and all of the wonderful things that they have coming up that you can actually participate in. So it's an honor and a pleasure to have them come back on the platform. They've been here before, and this is going to be a great share Sunday night. You don't want to miss it. So let's get ready to dance. Let's get ready to get into some pure energy. I'm trying to calm myself down because my energy is off the hook. I want to send love, pure inspiration and love to everyone around the world, to all of us out there. So everyone, join, stand up, join me as we get ready to dance and we get ready to get into some pure inspiration and just really do this.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, everyone. Welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you are live in The Remix. That was sending my love, and definitely I send my love out to all of you all over, and I know you guys send your love out to everyone out there. Everyone out there on the planet just sending out love. Tonight is about pure inspirations, you guys. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. We're also going to read a couple. I think Sister Munya is getting it together for me. I'm going to be reading a couple of your emails that you sent to me. You guys send me so many emails. I can't get to them all, but I'm going to try to answer some of them there. If you want to get a reading, what are you waiting for? Get on the phone lines. Press 1 when you get there. 646-652-2711 is the number to call, and just get on the phone lines. Lots of work this month, you guys, because we're going to be working up towards December the 3rd and also the 21st, this amazing lineup that's coming. So lots of new information that's coming out. And then also, I'm going to talk about this a little later on, but I'm so excited. I got to hold that thought. See, I'm all over the place. I'm going to calm down a little bit, and because I'm getting kind of excited here, but this is just some really good stuff. But also, we're going to be, one of the things that I'll be revealing is I told you guys that, you know, the era that everybody is saying we're in, I'm going to reveal the era that we're really in based on some spiritual things that I got and just some other information before the December 3rd lineup. So how cool is that? But here's something else that I'm going to be doing. Okay, you guys ready for this? Oh, I'm so excited. I can barely contain myself. But here's what we're going to be doing. And before the show is over tonight, I'm going to tell you how to do it and kind of give you step-by-step information. I'm also going to be teaching classes. Well, you guys know about the Kim Business class that I'll be teaching along with the brother and Sister Munya, and also probably getting some help from the old students, don't want to call them old, but the seasoned students who went through the Kim Business class. But I'm going to be teaching a class. And this is a class that all of you can join me in this particular class. And in this particular class that I'm going to be teaching, I'm going to teach the class on Wednesday night. So Wednesday night, I'm just going to put it there. So Wednesday night, I'm going to be teaching classes. And the classes that I'm going to be teaching on Wednesday night is going to be in the astral realm. How cool is that? So I'm going to be teaching a class in the astral realm on Wednesday night. So before the show is over, I'm going to tell you guys how you can join me in the class and everything. I bet you didn't know that, but yes. Some of you have been all this year, last year, and the year before have confirmed that we've been working together in the astral realm anyway doing this. So, you know, spirit just came to me because I have spirit guides, teachers that teach me, and I work with them. I work with them in all kinds of places. And that's what they told me. It's like, hey, Blue, it's time for you to teach some class in the astral realm. So I'm going to be teaching classes in the astral realm, and before the show is over tonight, I will tell you how you can join me in the astral realm. So I'll tell you how you can join me and how you can participate in class, and it's going to be really, really cool. For people I've taught classes to in the astral realm, we've had some amazing fun, and we've done some amazing things. And so in the astral world, we're going to be teaching classes. Because there are actually many different layers, you guys, that's there. So we're going to do some really cool things, and I'm probably going to do this all the way up until the beginning of the year, up until 2013, teaching these different classes in the astral realm. And so really cool stuff, really, really cool stuff, and I'm excited about that. So now we're going to go to the phone line. because I want to hear about some pure inspiration. We're going to be doing that and doing some readings tonight as well, too. We're going to be doing some readings, so it's going to be really, really cool. So I'm going to go to the phone line so we can start doing these readings. My energy is off the chart. I think I need to bring it down just a touch, but it'll be some good stuff. So we're going to go. Let's go to the first caller, and I'll just start anywhere. We'll go with the caller calling in. It looks like from area code 216. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Blues King.
Greetings, greetings. Who's calling?
King from Cleveland.
Okay, King from Cleveland. Greetings to you, King from Cleveland. You have a question for me tonight that you wanted to do a reading on?
Yeah, I just wanted to do the reading. I just joined in a few minutes ago.
Okay, all right. So what's your question?
Oh, I just, what's going on with me? I don't know. I mean, this is the first time I asked for a reading, so I don't know. I don't know what to ask, so.
Okay, but something inspired you, because tonight is about pure inspiration. So something inspired you to call in. So what inspired you to call in?
Just listening to the show. You had said something. Well, I'll tell you what. I've seen a movie. I put a post in the Remix Facebook page. I've seen that movie, Cloud
okay.
Atlas.
Okay.
And I remember watching that movie, and you were talking not too long ago about soul groups, and that's the first thing that came up when I saw the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the very first thing that came up. You were talking about soul groups, and that's exactly what the movie was about. And I was kind of surprised Hollywood would put something out like that.
Well, you know, it's actually not the first time, but what they did in this particular movie, and I haven't seen it, but just from what it is, it's more about the Akashic Records, which encompasses soul groups and everything, you know, because we travel in those soul groups and all kinds of things. So all of that goes on with that. Yeah, I can't wait to go see it. I'm definitely going to go check that movie out just to kind of see what they got going on. So what's your question tonight? Because you've been in the chat room since we started. So what's going on? Come on.
I ordered the cards, and I would like to know, like when we get them, you give us instructions how to use it and stuff like that?
Yes, I certainly do. You get an hour-long audio that goes along with it. And you also get my channels that I have. You get a chance to get insight on all of the cards. And you also get a chance to get channels in there, all of those channels that are in there as well, too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I had somebody tell me today, I was talking to a friend of mine, that somebody likes me. And so I wanted to know what would be up with that. I guess that would be my question. That somebody, I did a little divination thing to myself. I was reading a book called Modern Magic, and I did a little.
Okay, so what's your question for me? Because you're kind of all over the place, and when I get in your energy, it's really, really kind of all over the place. But I want to know. Here's what I want you to do, because your energy, you're very nervous right now, and I'm not even going to tell everybody why. But I want you to just kind of calm yourself down. It's okay. You're right here. And I want you to just kind of talk to me. You were inspired to call in because of love. This is sort of one of those things that you're seeking, and that was your inspiration for you calling in. So,
because of
say it again.
Because of love. Because what did you say?
Because of love.
Oh, okay. Now, I said a friend of mine told me that somebody was attracted to me, and I'm not attracted to this person at all, this lady. And, you know, I'm over the place because I don't know what to ask as far as a reading. I mean,
okay, well then, you know what? You, Miss Blue, don't give readings to anybody who don't want it. So if you don't want a reading, that's fine.
No, I do want one. I don't know what questions to ask, so what do you want
okay.
me to
know? No. It's not what I want you to know. If you want a reading, then you're going to ask a question that you would like to get some insight into.
Okay. That's a good question. I would like to know about the Akashic Records.
What about them?
Well, what is it and
I want you to hear, let's do this, and it's okay, because I understand and I can appreciate you saying that this is your very first time and you're really not sure how this works. But first of all, I want to say this. I want you to stop trying to answer the question to be correct and don't worry about it, because that's really what I'm feeling here. Let me just tell you, if you're open to hear this, let me just tell you what I pick up, and we can go from there, because I know you're nervous. And I can feel your energy, and it's kind of like, woo, it's kind of going all over the place. So it's okay. I know you're a brother, and I know you got a good heart. But I want you to, let's start to talk about some of the things. Let's talk about what's going on with you right now. And let's talk about some of those things of how you can begin to just really get yourself into a very great place. And right now, what's happening right now is a lot of things are going on in your life that are a result of a cause and effect. That means that these are some of the things that's happened almost about 4 years ago, that some of these things are coming back in. And you're at a place where I feel you struggling for understanding. You're struggling for this understanding of trying to see why these things are happening to you in your life at this particular time. But this is all about a time for you to really get yourself in a place to really get grounded. If I had to use some keywords for you, it's going to be get a new story. As far as somebody liking you and you don't like them, that's fine.
Yeah.
Somebody telling you that they like you and versus they don't like you.
Right.
It doesn't even matter, because what the truth of the matter is that you're at the point where you're looking for love in your life. And so you're going to get a lot of things to come your way, What Spirit is really saying for you is that for a lot of these stories, you're going to have to get a whole new story. And that is begin to start to pay attention to you. When I get into your energy, instantly I find myself dropping very far down, into your energy, almost as if you have lost sort of the fight for things in your life.
That's deep.
That you've lost this fight that you once had when things were just really kind of going your way and lining them up. And it just really, if I look before me, I just see that you've been dealt with a whole lot of cards, that you're trying to figure out why is this happening. But I want you to take some time and do some reflection so you can begin to get yourself back into alignment of your true self, that love that you're hoping for, that family life, to have somebody that honestly loves you and you love them, is the energy that you're looking for. The only way you're going to get there is to go through your heart and not your mind. And by telling yourself something that you don't want is not going to make it go away. It's not going to make it go away whatsoever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you saying I still do some heart chakra work, or?
No. I'm saying that you need to sit yourself down and you need to really begin to reflect over your life. And you need to begin to start to look at things and really begin to look at where your emotion lies for things. There were some traumatic things that happened to you in your life. That changed everything for you. It changed everything. And I see you going from this brother who was full of energy, full of life, that had this fight, to dropping so far down. When I get in your energy, I almost want to grab hold of something to keep from falling.
Hmm. Okay.
So the thing that's going to keep you from falling is that you need to begin to sit down, see where you were, recognize where you are, and start to get you a new story for the future. Because right now, you don't have a story for your future, do you?
Not really.
Yeah. This is what Spirit is telling me, is that you're looking for that. That's what you called in for, that inspiration, that understanding. Sit down. Just put on some music. And I want you to just dream about what you want your future to be. Because this is how you begin to start aligning your energy back up with what is truly in your heart and not your mind. You're a smart brother. You don't need to prove that to me or anybody else. Reading things out of a book, that's too easy. Now is the time for you to really get into your origin. This is really about what's in your heart and what you truly feel. This is how you're going to bring out your genius. This is how you're going to attract that loving relationship that you deserve to have.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Well,
yeah.
Peace and love to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you
all
for
right.
calling in. Peace and love.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Peace and love.
All right. Well, we're going to go on. That was beautiful. Good to hear the brother call in. We're going to go into the next caller. Calling in from area code 937. You're live in the remix.
How you doing, Ms. Blue?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line?
This is Brett. I'm calling from Dayton, Ohio.
Okay, greetings to you from Dayton, Ohio. How's the weather out there?
The weather is good. It's good. It's just a little cool, but got a little wind from Sandy this way, but overall it's just been good.
Okay, and who is this again?
I'm Brett from Dayton.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry. You kind of picked up a little different energy. Okay, all right. So what's your question?
I guess what I'm trying to do right now is I'm trying to figure out my energy and to formulate my own formula for success. I'm trying to get the perspective that I need to go forward at this point in my life. I'm about 35. I am 35 now.
That's okay. Don't tell me no details. It's cool.
Okay. Okay.
Just want to know about direction. Okay. Let's take a look. This is going to be pure inspiration, and I'll just do it from there, because this is really where the show is going, and I want to begin to talk about this. And so here we go. I want to talk to you about what's happening right now. And so instantly, as soon as I get into your energy, the first thing that comes up is I see, and I want you to tell me about this, this has something to do with feminine energy in your life.
Yes, that's part of it.
Yes. I see this. Oh, I just want to reach out and give you a hug and a kiss. Real. I'll just give you a hug and a kiss, because this really is about that divine union, about this sacred union. And this is about understanding wisdom when it's coming from that feminine energy. Because what has happened and what's happening with you right now, and the reason you're having all of these obstacles and these challenges come up for you, is because there is a part of you that has detached.
Mm.
Particularly when it comes to feminine energy. Now, this relationship, oddly enough, started with you and your mother.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. Oddly enough, it started with you and your mother. And so one of the things, when you start to look at, when you look at women, when you look at sisters, when you look at the woman for you, you begin to look at your mother and make sort of these comparisons to what this energy is about. Does that make sense?
It's making a whole lot of sense.
It's almost like you can only see it this way. And so when you get into a relationship and when this feminine energy comes into play with you, it's almost like you say, look, you got to take this oath. And if you break this oath, I'm done.
Hmm. Well, you're going in deep.
Yeah. But listen, listen. It is about looking to those things that we have. We all get to say how that works for us. But for you, the lines are too straight. And so there's no flexibility in there. You understand? And so a big part of it is because, you know, most people who know you, they would say that you're a pretty tough brother. Wouldn't they say that?
Absolutely.
They would say not too many things bother you. You kind of good.
Right, right. Wow.
But deep down inside, you are this little boy who is afraid. Who is afraid of being hurt. And so as a result of that, you've made these oaths. Not only that you took, but you made everyone around you take. But these
okay.
oaths are built from the mind of a child, not of the man that you are. Nobody can live up to those expectations. Nobody. In fact, you're having a hard time living up to your own expectations.
That's true.
So this is about you really facing sort of these fears, being inspired and recognizing not only your knowledge that you have, but also the wisdom that the feminine energy in your life brings to you. And it's hard for you to respect that when it's outside of those constraints of this oath.
Mm.
Because you see things so black and white.
Right, I do.
You've got to begin to let your guard down and know that this judgment that you're putting on others, all it's doing is judging you even harder. It's not about being perfect. It's not even about doing all the right things. It's about learning. It's about loving. And it's about understanding. You have to free yourself of these oaths. Do you understand? Because here's the thing. You're a man of your word, you know? And a lot of brothers do this. They do this, word is my bond. Okay.
Exactly.
But what the hell is it bonding you to? It starts to bond you to hell.
Hmm.
So you have people who begin to play off of that. Word is your bond? Oh, I'm going to make you keep your damn word. Word is your bond. You're bonded to your word. Let's see how bonded you can stay to it.
Wow. You're right on point, Ms. Blue.
Gotta let it go. Gotta let that go. If you keep this up, you will explode. And so all those things that you've been thinking in your head about what you could do, you will do. It won't be could anymore. You'll then get to tell the other side of the story about how it happened and all of this because word is your bond. Your
right.
word is not your bond. Don't let your word ever be your bond in that way. Let your heart be your bond. Recognize that everyone that you're dealing with is not your mama. They're not going to be your mama. You understand? Not even the greatest woman you think they're going to be. They're not going to be that. And here's an FYI, you're not the greatest man they thought you were. But they still love you. So you don't want to be judged. You don't want to be put into these bonds. Then stop doing it to others.
Well, you definitely got me thinking. Yeah, you're right and exact.
So there you go. Definitely face those things. Acquire more knowledge. Really just speak from your heart. Know that oaths are not things. Oaths are things that men take. God don't take oaths.
If you're truly
walking God, you don't need an oath. Because you already know who you are and who you're supposed to be. You don't need an oath to remind you.
You certainly freed my mind up, Miss Blue, and some things that I was been thinking on. I've been on the path of consciousness now, probably really strong for about, I would say, about 14 or 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
So in about 12 of those years, I've been in the NOI. I'm still in the NOI now, but I took a point in my life where I had some things that was on my spirit that I wanted to express, some business things, some other things for the community that was in my mind. But I've been wrangling for a little while as far as how to take my time to focus on what's on my spirit too, as
right.
well. And when you say that, the oaths and moving forward with my heart, that kind of gives me a little idea and direction of how I need to take some time in my life to focus on these things.
Yes. It's time. Be ready to do it. Remember, God is self-realized. Yeah. Well, peace and love to you. Big hug from Miss Blue.
Thank you very much on behalf of me and my family, all my twins, my wife. Thank you very much.
There you go. Start listening to that wisdom. Peace and love to you.
Peace and love to you.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful, brother. Beautiful spirit. Woo! Pure inspiration, you guys. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line so I know you have a question. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 647. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line?
Hi, this is... Garth calling from Canada.
Okay, greetings to you, Garth, from Canada.
Hi. This is my first time calling. It's actually my first time listening to you live. I'm a long-time downloader of your jokes.
Oh, you're one of the download crew. Part of the download crew.
Yes. Yes, well, I have a question. I actually emailed you last week or maybe the week before, but I'm lucky I got on because I can ask you now. What it is, the question was, I'm hearing sounds like on either my ceiling or the floor above my unit in this apartment where I live, and it seems to be following me everywhere, and it gets kind of intense when I'm about to go to sleep, and I've been spending the last over a year now sleeping with a headset and listening to meditation music to go to sleep.
Yeah, and now that you mention it, I think I do remember. I do remember you telling me about sending me an email about this, and you wanted to know if anyone else is dealing with this. I want to give you some things here and just tell you about these things that are coming up at this particular time. One of the things that I want to be very clear on, and I want you to begin to hear this so that you can understand exactly what this is. That these sounds that you're hearing, these noises that you're hearing, there ain't shit spiritual about this. I want you to understand that very clear. This is not spiritual. Know this. This is not.
It's not.
No, it's not. Let me tell you exactly what this is that you're hearing. See, when spirit speaks to you, because spirit, when you hear this divine voice of your higher self that connects you, the number one thing, it's not loud, it's not intrusive, it's not doing any of that, because the universe doesn't know wrong from right. So it has no reason to do that. And it won't do that to you. But let me tell you what is happening. And this goes all the way back, and I want you to think about this. This goes into the energy of your solar plex chakra. In your solar plex chakra. And anybody else that's out there listening, you can really begin to understand this. This energy, because some of you may be dealing with the same situation. Inside your solar plex chakra, this is sort of a place where your records are held. We have records that are being held all throughout our body in many different areas. These are all gateways. These are portals. These are different energy places, energy centers within ourselves. And in your solar plex, this is where the records of your emotions are being kept. So this is when you fell, when you were 8 years old, when you were 4 years old, and you got a whooping, that's there. When your mama gave you your car to play with, that was your favorite truck. All of this energy is being held right inside of your solar plex.
Information.
So what happens, say it again, go ahead.
Information being held there.
Yes, information. Not just information, I want to be very clear. Your emotions. This is where they record all of your emotions at. It's being held right there in the solar plex. So what happens is when different things come into your life and different things happen to you, and particularly for you, because of some of these transitional things that you've been going through over the last 4 to 5 years of your life, because this is where I see spirit is showing me that there was a great shift that occurred. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yes.
What?
I know exactly.
What happened is this is also the area or the center of the body where your willpower lives. This is where your willpower is. This is where your willpower lives. And so inside of where your willpower is, this is also where those things of where the self gets steam. Where the self gets steam, where your physical energy, your energetic body gets steam. Because your willpower was so shut down, there was no steam for yourself. The only thing, because immediately getting into your energy, the only thing, or what I see is I see energy pouring out of your solar plex chakra. This energy pouring out of your body, pouring out of your solar plex chakra, because one thing about you, God, you're a very highly intuned brother.
Yeah.
very highly in tune brother.
Yeah, I was asking the question because I was wondering if it was people manipulating my energy as it was coming out.
Okay. And so here is the thing. There's no one manipulating your energy as it's coming out.
Okay.
The manipulation is coming from, and I want you to follow me on this, and we won't have enough time to get into this here, but one of the things is that every single one of your chakras, even though we see the chakras in our body, we know that we have thousands of them.
Mm-hmm.
We have thousands of chakras in our hands, in our feet, in our bodies, but your chakras all reside in your mind.
Right.
And through your work and through your energy and through the things that you do, you begin to pull them down into your rightful place.
Mm-hmm.
Your solar plex chakra is very small. It should be much bigger than what it is. But what is happening is that your solar plex chakra has not been pulled down from your mind into your physical body. So what we're going to do now is energetically, I'm going to go in and help you pull this down. Inside the brain, we have all of these different portals in the brain. And so what needs to happen is you need to begin to pull the rest of that solar plex chakra energy from your mind, and you need to pull it all the way down, 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 down to your belly button. So we're going to do that. We're going to do that right now if you want to do this. We're going to do it.
Yes.
Okay. So what I want you to do is I want you to take a deep breath, in and out nice and slow, and energetically, I'm going to go in, and I'm going to pull this down, okay? We're going to pull this energy down. It's a lot of studies that have been done through science, and of course, we know we can't always believe science, but also through my spiritual teachers and guides, that have shown me how we can actually go in and begin to pull this energy down. And so now, I just want you to breathe in nice and slow a couple of times. And I'm actually going to go into your energy right now, and we're going to pull it down. You can tell me when you feel the energy coming down.
I feel it now. I felt it about 5 seconds before you asked me that on near my shoulders, and it made my back pop, my spine pop, and then now it's sort of like a warm feeling in my stomach.
Yes. Your energy is being pulled down. This energy of your solar plex chakra. Now, here's what I want you to do, because there is some work that you're going to have to do to keep this energy here. It's down. I want you to just begin to take a couple of deep breaths in, nice and slow. Your solar plex chakra is now back aligned with you. And how you're going to begin to keep these things of your solar plex chakra where it needs to be, it's one of the things I want you to practice. I want you to practice communicating how you feel. So if you had a great day, I want you to begin to talk about that. When you come home, you know, express those things. Even if you have to talk to, if you have any pets, talk to your pets or a good friend, just get on the phone and begin to speak it. Don't keep it. Otherwise, what will happen is eventually this energy will start to pull itself and it will go back in your brain. You need to meditate and really begin to get your focus. Know that your energy is there. So these loud noises and these things, no more of that. You should be able to go to sleep tonight without your headset on, without listening to music.
Okay, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. It's there. Yeah.
Okay.
And so I've never done this on air. Like I told you guys, tonight is pure inspiration. So I'm definitely just allowing these things that Spirit has given to me that I've been doing this whole time anyway to just, whenever I'm inspired to do it, to do it. So this is a lot about you journaling. This is about you writing. This is about really honestly feeling your spirit, feeling your emotions, and feeling these things that are coming into you.
Okay.
So this is live. I've never done this before on air, and you're the first one. So I want you to begin to work with that. This energy now is not spilling out your back, but you're talking to me. And so one of the things that you know that you battle with is those things that people call depression. But that depression comes from you suppressing your emotions.
Oh.
So you have to begin to speak. You have to begin to talk these things out and become productive. All of these things that have to do with your willpower in this particular area. So get a hobby. Find something to do. You have to begin to work this energy so that you don't have it.
Okay. Sounds like I need to get out more and socialize.
Yes, you do. You have to. I don't care if you come home and you got to talk to your dog or you got to talk to a cat or you call your friend up and say, hey, let me just get 15 minutes. You need to begin to express yourself. Believe it or not, your throat chakra has a lot to do with a lot of these different energy portals that's in the body. And that's one of the ways to also begin to bring it down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I want you to definitely email me. No more headset tonight. You can go right to sleep. You don't have this leakage coming out. Your solar plex chakra is where it needs to be, and you can continue to do that. I want you to begin to eat things that are yellow. You can begin to meditate on those things that are yellow. So lemons, I want you to get into lemons, corn. I want you to eat these things that are yellow. I want you to keep yellow around there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this is going to bring that energy and just keep it right there so you can keep it into balance. Because there is absolutely no reason that you should be hearing these low-level noises disturbing you from the real work that you came to the planet to do. That's not spiritual.
Yeah. I thought that it maybe it was my ancestors. At one point, I thought it was my ancestors telling me to, you know, or training me to be more or less nervous. Or I don't know. I was trying to figure out what it was.
Listen, and I'm going to say this, and then we're going to move on. But your ancestors are not going to keep you up at night. They're not going to do that to you. They're not. That is low vibration, low energy, ancestor or not. That is not the energy you want to tap into, because what it was doing is stealing your life force energy from you. It comes out of that same solar plex area. It is stealing your life force. It is stealing the steam from you. All right? You can email me if you have any questions after that. Let us know how it goes, but just peace and love to you, and I'm glad you called in tonight.
Thank you, Miss Blue. I appreciate you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love. Peace and love. Okay. Oh, all right, you guys. Pure inspirations. Pure inspirations, you guys. So now we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 262. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Deja again.
I talked to you last Friday.
Okay. I don't actually remember, Deja.
But that's okay.
That's all right. Greetings to you, sweetie. Good to hear from you.
Thank you. And I'm like starting to get more into like yoga and meditation and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had a reading. I was just wondering like, what am I supposed to, like? What more do I need to do?
Well, you know, I think yoga and meditation are really, really good because this is definitely a way that you can begin to connect yourself with your energy. It is a holistic way of bringing things together. When we start to talk about mind, body, and spirit, yoga is excellent for opening up those portals as well as meditation. Here's something else, though. I think that's important that you get into those places of stillness and quiet. And because of all the things that are going on in our world, we all need to do that. Every single one of us needs to get into that place of meditation and being still and, you know, just kind of finding sort of that place from within ourselves. But also one of the things that's just as important as yoga and meditation is all kinds of things. First, I want to ask you, how old are you? Are you 25?
20.
You're 20. Okay, you're 20 years old. Okay, so yeah, you're at a very pivotal age. I remember when I was 20 years old. I don't know if I was getting into yoga and meditation, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a beautiful
I've been
one
too
age.
For a while. Yeah.
That's a real beautiful thing to be 20 years old. It's beautiful energy, and it's a beautiful, beautiful place to be at this particular time. Here's one of the things that I also want you to take into consideration. It's important that we work on those things to connect ourselves with our higher self. Because right now, one of the things for you is that I don't feel that connection is there strong. So definitely getting into yoga and doing meditation, that's really going to help you build that confidence and that you can trust your intuition and trust those things that are coming into you. But I also want you to get grounded as well, too. I want you to get grounded, too. And doing things like taking off your shoes, walking around, I talk about this stomping the ground, that's going to be important, too, because the bottom chakras, when we start to talk about the energy centers in our body, all of the ones that go from below the heart all the way down.
Yeah.
Okay. Those are the ones of how we project ourselves to the external world. How do we show up in the world? You see, how do you show up? How does Deja show up in the world? You know?
Yeah.
And so I feel your energy. I almost feel you floating, like you're floating away. You see? And I need you to show up in the world.
Okay.
I need you to show up in the world and balance this energy out. Because inside of your heart, because so much of the world has not understood who you were.
Yeah, because that's what I isolated myself from everybody.
Yeah, because so much of the world hasn't understood who you were and just your very divine uniqueness.
Yeah, because there is like a lot of people looking at me and I'm just like wondering why they're looking at me.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to stay away from them. And sometimes, this dude is not going to tell you to get out here with all these crazy. Sometimes it's good to stay away. But you can begin to build yourself a good connection with people who love you. People who love you and people who support you. This
I'm very
is even
close
why.
To my mom.
Yes, and it's good that you're close to your mom. It's good. Baby Blue is very close to me and my son. My children are close to me. So it's good to be close to your mom and to have that energy. Here's the one thing Miss Blue wants you to work on.
Okay.
I want you to begin to work on grounding yourself.
What does that mean?
You, grounding yourself. Let me tell you about what grounding yourself means.
Okay.
Grounding yourself means that you can actually, some of the ways you can ground yourself is you can get a plant. And you can plant you like a kitchen garden. Mr. Anderson from iGrowYouGrow.biz has come on the remix, and he's an official gardener for the remix. And he can show you how you can actually grow garlic out of a bag, how you can grow herbs in your kitchen. You can do all of these wonderful things. But it's about you touching the soil and the earth and really kind of bringing your energy down.
Okay.
And the reason I want you to work on that area, too, is because inside your heart, I see all of this light, but I also see some energy for you coming out of your heart chakra.
Okay, so I need to work on it more?
Well, hold, follow me just a second. One of the things that happens with the heart is that the heart is also the place where envy and jealousy is.
Okay.
And because of these things that have happened to you, you've built up sort of this envy and jealousy within your heart. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does a lot, yeah.
Yeah. So Miss Blue wants you to really get into grounding yourself. I want you to meditate. I think that's great. And when you learn some of them real powerful yoga moves, you know, the one where you put your hand behind your back and you can stand up on one hand, you send a picture and let Miss Blue know. Because I want to do that move. I want to get into that move. When I do that, I'm going to take a picture and my yoga days is over.
Okay.
But I want you to keep working on that yoga because it's going to really give you those foundational things. The meditation is going to give you that. But I also want you to work on grounding yourself. And what that's going to do is really sort of balance out that energy. So you don't have to worry about sometimes when you feel yourself overcoming with this rage of jealousy and envy. Because there's nothing that anyone else in this world has that Deja cannot have. And not simply for the joy of just having it, but you don't have to be left out of life. Don't have to be left out of life. And so when I see this energy just pouring out of your heart, I want to go in and I want to stop it.
Yeah.
I want to stop it. But I know that you can do the work so you can stop it. And how you're going to stop that is by getting yourself grounded, finding a way to love your life because it is for you to live. And so you can release all of that jealousy and that envy from yourself. You don't have to have it. You don't have to hold it. This is what makes the heart turn cold. And you're just too beautiful for your heart to be cold.
Yeah.
Okay? That's too beautiful for that.
Thank you.
So there you go. You're welcome, sweetie. Peace and love to you, Deja. And thanks for calling in. And don't forget when you get that yoga move.
Okay, I'll send it to you.
Okay. All right, sweetie. Peace
All right.
and love.
All right, bye.
Beautiful, beautiful. That's one of the hardest things, you guys. I don't care if you're 20. I don't care if you're 50, 57. But that's one of the hardest things to do is to really kind of understand that we talk a lot about how we create our reality and how we create our world. But then it becomes so challenging to do, you know. And I know very few people. If I were to say to you that this is your world, and if I were to bring in people you hated or people you dislike, maybe hate is too strong, or I were to play some music that you can't stand, and I was to go in the kitchen and cook this food that just, you just couldn't stand the smell of it. And if I were to just bring elements around you that you didn't want near you, could you stay grounded? Could you stay focused? And could you then create your reality? Many spiritual teachers and leaders talk about it, but I found very few people who can do it. We're in the time where we have to be warriors when it comes to knowing our magic. So I give much respect to the brother, to the sister who's at work, who may be with their children, their husband, their wives, and you can sit in a place of stillness and you can go through these meditations we're doing, these spiritual quests, or you can just take the time to go within. That you can do it anywhere. You can do it when you're standing. You can do it when you're walking down the street. You can do it when you're anywhere. That's the times that we're in. We're going to be doing some serious energy work this month. Serious chakra work this month. And I'm just going to be giving it all to you guys so that you can begin to do it yourself too. So some serious energy work this month that's coming up, because it is definitely needed for us and it will be needed for the future. We're going to go to the next caller calling in. It looks like from area code 215. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, peace and love, Miss Blue.
Peace and love, who's on the line?
Hi, my name is Tanisha. It's so good to hear from you. It's been a long time.
Greetings to hear from you too, Tanisha. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Philly, Philadelphia.
You're calling from Philadelphia. Beautiful, yeah. Philly. All right. And so what's so for you this evening?
I don't know if you're answering these type of questions, but I really would like to know if you can help me. I would appreciate it. But I would like to know, what was I put here to do? Because you said hate is a strong word, but I strongly dislike my job. And what I would like to do, it seems like it just feeds my ego. So I don't know what I was put here to
do. No. Tell me what you would like to do that feeds your ego, because it has something to do with communication. So tell Miss Blue, what is it?
Yeah. writing documentaries, like things along those lines, mm-hmm. like in film, mm-hmm. television, like music. But mm-hmm. I just feel like I should do something deeper, because I also enjoy the occult world, but I'm just confused and I'm just spinning my wheels in the mud. And I feel like working at the place I'm working, like, it just drains me spiritually, emotionally. I can't even, like, really get into a meditation because I hate that place. I mean, strongly dislike
mm-hmm.
that place.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, so, I feel it. I feel you do strongly hate it. But here's the thing I want to ask you, because I feel like even what you're doing now, and we're going to talk about this connection here, do you do some work with telecommunications?
No, I work at a local university in the catering department. No, it's not telecommunication. No.
No telecommunication, because I see you talking all day.
No.
You don't talk on your job?
Sometimes with people, but it's the catering department at a local university. So.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do sometimes, but it's not, like, really hate it. And I want to move out of this place, like, or at least can you tell me where should I move to?
Well, two things. One, you're there for a reason. There. And I definitely think that you can move out of there. But to say two things is not going to serve you well. It's okay to say that you hate your job, but you know you can't quit.
Right.
Can't quit. So the best thing to do is to move into the place where you want to be, is to begin to gradually move yourself in there. As far as what I feel you came to do, it is in the form of communication, which you are doing on your job. You look at it as if you're being somebody's servant and you're taking them food, and every place that you're catering to or that you're taking this food to, it looks like it is you should be on the other side of it. Not one of the people serving people. So when you spoke about your ego, that's true. What's happening right now is that your ego is telling you that you're better than this. And here's the thing. You might be. You might be better than this. But recognize that there are some valuable lessons that you're learning there. Every event that you go through, every time that you see something and things are going on, you're learning how things should go. And so what has happened is you've built this communication in your mind, and it's showing you how to document it. So really, in fact, you're doing the documentary work now.
Okay.
You're doing it now. But I want you to begin to start to look at that you're going to have to take small steps. I don't see you jumping out of this. I see maybe in about 6 months down the road, some opportunities open up for you. But what I want you to do is I want you to work with a ruby crystal. Know that you can never be off your path. Know that even this opportunity to work in this catering place is an opportunity for you to learn particular lessons and things about it. The work that you're doing today is preparing you for what you will do in the future, what you will do tomorrow.
Okay. You said a ruby crystal?
Yes. I want you to work with the ruby, and let me tell you why. Because the ruby crystal is one of the most powerful stones. It's a very, very powerful stone. And it's powerful in really helping to awaken the energy of a passion for living. Because right now you don't have a passion for it. Because you hate what you do. You hate getting up in the morning. All of these things. You hate going into this place. You need to get this passion back. It really, really helps you to bring that fire energy back in there. And it also helps you to stimulate your imagination. And it helps you to focus on goals in a very realistic and achievable way so that you don't go out here and start to just make dumb decisions because you hate where you are right now.
Right.
So the ruby is really going to help you to really kind of get this energy into balance for you. And then also the other thing about the ruby is it helps to bring up deep hell anger and resentment. It brings it to the surface, you see. And so I want you to take a ruby, and then I want you to get a clear quartz crystal and put these two together. And what they're going to do is it's going to help you with these different obstacles and blocks that you have. The ruby works with the root chakra, the base chakra. This has everything to do with how you show up in the world. Do you understand? And also the other thing that I see that's out of balance for you because of this is your menses cycle.
Yes.
It's way out of balance. I'm in your energy and I'm floating all over the place. I'm like doing a slide to the left, to the left, to the right. This is why. This is why your menses is so off. You got to let that go because it impacts you inside your first energy, which is your root chakra. So you want to begin to bring this back into balance, this energy. You want to raise this energy up in the right way, recognizing that, hey, this ain't where you want to be. You understand what I'm saying? This is not where you want to be, but it's a lot of pluses at this time. The pluses is you've got an opportunity to see what goes on behind the scenes. So when you're throwing your big event, you'll know when a catering company is not doing what they're supposed to. Instantly, you'll know that.
So can I just say, I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No. Go ahead, sweetie.
No, I was going to say, so you're saying the resentment for my job and the hate that I have for my job is making my menses crazy?
It sure is. And
for you,
let me tell you, for you, and this is why if you can look back over the course of your life and see where it got worse. And these were times that you were really stressed out about things. And this is what is doing this. Instantly I got in because that first energy center, it has to do with all of those things. This is also issues of the lower back. Your adrenals are there. Your blood issues are there. So sometimes people have big problems with blood pressure. This is about your foundation when we have money problems, when we're having relationship problems. All of these things are down in what we call that base chakra or that root chakra.
Mm-hmm.
For you, it impacts you on your blood level. For other people, it may be their bones. It may be the pressure within their body. It's not that for you, but it is your blood. It's your blood being impacted. And what you're doing is you're actually coding your DNA to say, anytime I get stressed, anytime I get upset, anytime I dislike something, I want you to go into my blood. But here's what I want you to know, sweetie. This is physically changing who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So when we start to talk about Jekyll and Hyde, and you know how you see the Hulk and he gets in the mirror and he starts to change, this is what you're doing to your body.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to stop this. You hear Miss Blue talk to people, and I say to them, something happened when you were 20. Something happened when you were 10. This is changing you. You have to release this energy from you, because this energy, when it comes here, and it impacts the heart. And we know that's a major portal for us. It's a very major portal for us. And so you want to begin to work through this. I want you to get a ruby. I want you to get a clear quartz crystal, and I want you to begin to work with them. Clear the energy in them first, and then I want you to charge the energy in them. And then once you do that, and once you charge the energy, take it with you into meditation. When you're doing visualization, hold it in your hand. Carry it with you, because it's going to help you to balance this out. You see? You see, because right now I feel like there is just a tank of hate. And this is what your body is trying to get rid of. See, when I talk about energetically, I can see these things spilling out. I see blood spilling out of you. This is the hate coming out. This is the dislike. Your body has to find a mental, physical, or spiritual way to get rid of this energy. It has to. It is a relationship destroyer, and that starts to impact. So now work is impacting how your relationships are. It's impacting every area of your life, and you're just thinking, it's because I hate my job.
Right.
So now you have to begin to fix this and bring this into some sort of balance, or else you're going to be documenting. The documentary is going to be about you.
Right.
If you don't change this, you're going to be documenting your own story. Don't do that. Don't do that. Release this. Start to meditate with the clear quartz and the ruby. Begin to release this. You'll know that this is getting released within you. And then I also want you to take that ruby, find your ruby stone, and once you clear the energy in it and take it, and particularly at night, put it inside your belly button and sleep with it. Sleep with it.
Okay.
Start to affirm, do those magical statements. I am at peace, all is well in my world. I have everything that I need. Start to own and affirm where you are. Know that you can create your reality.
Okay.
Know that everything that you need, you have it exactly when you need it. Affirm those things. You'll see that all of these things will start to begin to bring themselves into balance for you. So you're getting impacted on that level of blood. That's how your body releases it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Ms. Blue.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetie. Thank you. So peace and love to you. So let's stop doing. Tiddalak. to the right, let's not do that no more.
Yeah, I need to get another activity like you told the guy, I guess, that I love so I can balance it out.
Yes, you do. And okay. Just recognize that there, like I said, I'm going to say between 4 to 6 months from now, you're going to have some other opportunities come open. But remember, the universe doesn't judge. And so if you focus on hating your job, disliking your job, the universe thinks that that's where you want to be stuck. Keep
right
her there. Because that's
right
all she's focusing on. You see,
right,
but your body, our body often tells the true story, not our mind. Our body, and your body is telling you through your blood.
Right. Wow. Okay. Thank you so much. And again, peace and love.
All right. Peace and love to you, too. And thanks for calling in. Let us know how it goes. Peace and love.
All right.
Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 612. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Pure inspirations tonight, everyone.
Bernita from Minnesota.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't catch your name. What's your name?
Bernita.
Okay. One more time. I'm sorry.
Bernita from Minnesota.
Bernita. Okay, Bernita, yes, from Minnesota. Okay, all right. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All right. Yes, and your question.
I have three, but the first one is, should I take this pediatric private duty job? The second one, I moved from Mississippi to Minnesota. I'm originally from Minnesota, but it's been 28 years. And I'm having, it's just, I don't feel grounded or focused. And also, my health has become worse since I've been here in Minnesota. So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, Bonita, that's a lot of questions. Let's see. That's a lot of questions. I don't know if Ms. Blue can do all three of them. We've
okay
got a lot of people on the line, but we're gonna get to the core things here. We're gonna take a look at some things. We're going to take a look at a couple of things. Okay. All right. All right. Let's take a look. Let's take a look. I'm reading the chat room. I don't know if you're in the chat room, but
yeah,
I'm reading the chat room there. Now, sometimes I will tell you this, and this happens sometimes. Sometimes where we are energetically in the world can impact our energy. I just talked about that. It can. You understand?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to, but it can. So, you know that could be tricky. The main thing that I want to take a look at for you, and we're just going to just take a look at everything that is going on for you at this particular time, like everything, just kind of clunk everything together, and we're going to just take a very in-depth, holistic way of looking at this. And what's causing all of these things in your energy that's happening with you, what's happening with you at this particular time, in your life, all of this is stemming from this one particular energy. And I want you to think about this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that is denial.
Oh, my God.
Denial. Denial. And I know that makes sense to you when I say denial.
Of what?
Denial about what it is that you're truly seeking.
Okay. Yes.
In denial. And because you have this sense of denial, it has impacted relationships. It has impacted your health. And now it's impacted how you present yourself to your environment.
Okay.
Energetically, it has even changed how you process food. So certain things you could eat, you can't eat no more.
Right. I just gained 60 pounds in the last year.
Yeah. And whenever weight comes about, now there's many different reasons, but I'm energetically in your energy. And this is about what you're waiting for. You're still waiting for. You're waiting. You're waiting for it to happen. You're waiting for it to come. You're waiting for it. You know what you're waiting on?
No, not really. I know I do, but subconsciously, but.
You're waiting on love.
Oh, my goodness.
You're waiting on unconditional love. That's what you're waiting for. You're waiting for unconditional love. But you can't get there because there's some blocks, quite a few blocks, in fact. I want you to talk to me and talk to me about what happened when you were 41 years old.
Oh, gosh.
Because Spirit is showing this is a major marker for you.
I think I was just heavily involved in my profession. I'm a nurse, and I just was heavily involved, I believe, at that time. That was about it that I can think of.
I want you to think about it because it's not necessarily affirming that for me, but that was a big shift for you there. Some things that happened at that particular time. But the number one thing that you're waiting for is love. You know, one of the things that's interesting about healers, and because you're a nurse, you know, nurses are healers. They're the healers of the world. You understand, you give so much love and you're constantly in the position where your energy is really, really flowing out. And you understand more than anybody else how holding on to something and not forgiving can destroy a person's life.
Yeah.
You see this day in and day out. But yet, there are people in your life you won't forgive.
Yes.
And so when you say there are so many things that are going on in your life at this time, and now it's impacting your health, I want you to start looking in the place of forgiveness, because this is all the energy that you're holding within your heart.
Okay.
You're constantly giving, 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 giving. But that forgiveness is blocking you from receiving the love that you deserve. It can't get in. It's nowhere to go.
Okay.
Tell me what you mean when you say okay.
I understand, I believe, what you're saying.
Yeah. But it's because you've been in denial for so long. in denial about where you really are with you. That place of harmony that you help people on a day in and day out basis get to, you cannot find it within yourself.
Yes.
This denial is what has caused the weight. This denial is what has caused these health issues to come upon you. When I get into your energy, instantly my chest tightens up.
Mm.
And I feel my pressure. I feel like I am up under so much pressure.
Okay.
No. I want to talk about when you were 41. What was going on in your life?
All I can really remember is that I was a workaholic, just a workaholic.
You can remember more than just working.
I worked a lot, and I didn't even have a social life. I worked so much.
You worked a lot, but right before that, right before you went into that period of just diving yourself in deep, of working, tell me about that relationship.
All I can think of two. One was, it didn't last that long, and one I just almost became obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was really weird.
Mm-hmm. You became obsessed. And when the relationship didn't work out, who did you blame?
Myself.
No, that's not who you really blamed. You might have told people it was you, but that's not who you blamed.
Hmm. Well, I thought it was myself.
You thought it was your fault?
Yeah, for making a bad choice.
For making a bad choice.
Yes.
And why do you think you make such bad choices when it comes to relationships? Because of your upbringing?
That may be part of it.
Mm-hmm. And why else do you think you make such bad choices?
I don't know.
When you think about your father, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Hmm.
What's the first thing that comes to mind?
A lot of memories.
Yeah. A lot of healing, and it's okay. I just kind of wanted to take you back to this place so that you can see that you've been holding this energy of your father, of not forgiving him. And it's because of that same energy that you haven't been able to truly get what it is that you deserve, which is love. So the denial is that when everybody sees you, they see this loving, caring, wonderful sister, and that you are. You help so many people reach that place of harmony in their lives. Your day-to-day job, you see what happens when people don't forgive. And so now, you want to know where all of these things are coming from. It's coming from the forgiveness. You've got to learn how to forgive. Forgiveness is never about the other person. It's always about you. It's your release. You know and understand when it comes to the body that the heart has more function than just being able to pump blood out. The heart has to receive blood in.
Yes.
And you're not receiving. You're just giving, 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 until you've gotten to the point where your body says, oh, no, we don't have any more things to give.
Yeah, that's true. It's almost getting to the point where I can't do the job anymore.
Right. Because the pressure is so great. You have to come out of this denial about what happened, things that went on. It's not about reliving it. So I don't want you to misunderstand that. Miss Blue is not a fan of making people relive shit. I think modern psychology has that all wrong.
Okay.
But it is about you coming out of denial about what is truly going on with you. The truth of the matter is every man that you see is the father that you hoped your father could have been. When things go wrong, all of the pain comes back. And just like you thought things were your fault when you were a child, you still think they're your fault now. So this is about you taking some time to really get yourself in that place of love.
Yes, yes.
And spending some honest time with yourself out of denial. You see? Recognizing that where you are right now is a fragile place for you. It's okay to be in that place. It's okay to say, wow, I want somebody to just love me.
Yes.
It's okay to say, I don't know what the hell to do next. It's okay to say, you know what, I'm lonely as hell. All I have is my work. It's okay to say those things.
Yes. So what do I need to do? I think, I'm the only child, and I think it was not that I think. I know it was all emotional. My childhood was pretty emotional, no physical or anything,
right.
And I've always known this, and now that I came back to Minnesota where I was born.
Right.
And everything, these memories are coming back up. And
yeah. Yeah. They're coming up. Here's what I want you to do. Allow yourself. It's okay for you to feel these emotions. It's okay for you to say, dang, I don't even know if I want to be here. Because there's so many memories here, so many things that are not good for me right now. That's one. Come out of the denial with yourself.
Okay.
And then the second thing is you have to start to forgive. You know, when we start to look at things through a spiritual place, we know that we choose our mother, our father. We choose what country we want to be born in. We choose what nationality we want to be. We choose these things.
Yes.
We don't choose them because we just like to be in damn pain and just want to keep our ass in pain. We're not that crazy. We're not that damn crazy. But we choose them, you know, so that we can have things to really help us to rise while we're here. You love helping and healing people. Now what I need you to do is I need you to love to help to heal yourself. That means that you need to take at least 20 minutes a day and you need to dedicate it to you. Go get a massage because, like I told another sister who didn't agree with me, and that's fine. This is not about agreeing with Miss Blue, but you need someone to touch your body. Go get a massage. You need someone to touch your body. You need to feel alive. You need to feel that you are a spirit inside of your body. Go get a massage. Work on writing letters to everyone in your life, not emailing it to them or sending it out, but writing letters to get all of this stuff out of you so you can start to open yourself up. These are going to be some of the first things to begin to do. And then you can always set yourself up to get a reading with me so we can spend the time that's needed to go even further into this.
I will do that. I will do that.
Yeah. This is where you start. We need nurses. We need powerful sisters like yourself who have the knowledge that comes from the holistic side and also that comes from the West.
Yes, yes.
And for you to be of good to anyone, you have to first be of good to yourself.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So I want you to email me questionforblue@gmail.com, and we'll go from there.
Okay,
go back.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You may have to come back and download this show to get everything that I gave you. But peace and love to you. And make sure you call back in and let us know how it's going.
I certainly will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Beautiful. Beautiful. Pure inspirations, you guys. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. I'm going to get ready to go to the next caller. But before I do, the number one thing that I want to tell you guys this is don't forget, I'm going to be holding classes in the astro realm, and let me tell you so you can know exactly how to join me. The classes are going to be held on Wednesday night, and anyone can join the class on Wednesday night. So Wednesday night, here's what you do. The classes are going to be held in the astro realm, and I'm going to be teaching for this first class. We're going to be talking about one of my favorite things, and I'll be going over all of this stuff and showing you guys in the astral realm about crystals. So the first class is going to be on crystals. So if you want to join me Wednesday night in the astral realm. Now, here's what you do. A lot of different things. Is before you go to sleep that night, set the intention. No, I'm going to be going to take the class with Miss Blue in the astral realm on Wednesday night. So you need to be, you need to go to the astral realm. So someone else is saying in the chat room is, I really need to know how to astral travel. Well, if you want to go, because my spirit guides and my teachers inside the records have already shown this to me, is all you have to do is set the intention. Set the intention and you can actually go. Set the intention, and you can actually meet me in the astral realm. You know, if you guys don't want to take your mind back to Harry Potter, remember how Harry Potter, and they had the little girl and the little boy, and they were scared to walk through the wall, and they kept saying, just walk through it. It's there. It starts with your intention. Every night, you leave your body. You're in the astral realm already. Come join the class. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to get down to work, and we're going to get down to business. Now, here's how this is going to work, because if you guys want to do this class, then I need full participation. So what we're going to do is we'll do the class on Wednesday night. I want you to either send me an email or I want you to get on the Facebook, the Remix group on Facebook, and either one of them, and you need to let me know what you got out of class. So you can either do it Thursday or do it before the show on Friday, and we'll be going over that. But I want you to tell me what you got out of class. So I'll be teaching those classes on Wednesday night in the Astro Realm. Yes, and I'm excited because I'm going to be doing one of the things that I love to talk about, which is crystals. So we'll be doing a class on crystals. And it's going to be really, really cool. For those of you who've been in the Astro Realm and we've done classes together, then you'll be there. So it's going to be in the Astro Realm. Don't worry. I'm going to be there. Miss Blue is going to be there. It doesn't matter what part of the world you're in or where you're at. When you lay your little head down and you say night-night, know that Miss Blue is going to be there. You just come in class. And I'm going to be waiting on you, and we're going to have lots and lots of fun. And, oh, yes, you can get kicked out of class, too. So don't think you're going to come in the Astro World acting a fool either, because that's not going down. So you get there by setting your intentions. And so a lot of things, I'll tell you this ahead of time. Sometimes when you've been to the class in the Astro Realm, here's one of the things that you will know. Sometimes you wake up the next day and you feel extremely tired because you've been working all night, and that's okay. And they kind of work like dreams. So sometimes you may remember and sometimes you don't remember. It's going to work that way, but know that you've been there. When you have those push thoughts and they come through and you'd be like, ooh, I felt like I was in the astral realm, it's blue, and we were talking about this crystal and this and how to do this and how to do that. I want you to write all that stuff down, and we're going to post it. We're going to post it on the Remix Family page. You can send me an email at question for blue, and we're going to go through it. So classes in the astral realm starting on Wednesday night. Whenever you lay your little head down to go night-night, Miss Blue will be there. We'll be there in the class, okay? So beautiful, beautiful. There you go. All right, so that's it. And no, yes, you can put light and protection up, but you're going in the astral realm. You're setting your intentions, you guys. Know that this is it. It is not a whole lot of things that you have to do, but really just come with a pure heart and set your intentions. That's going to be the best protection you need. That's going to be all the light that you need so you don't bump into no planets or people as you're traveling there. So I don't want to hear these crazy stories about how you had to go to hell and then come back before you got to the astral realm. I don't want to hear that. Come with a pure heart and leave all the garbage to the earthly plane. Leave the garbage on the earthly plane. Just a pure heart. All right. We're going to keep going, you guys, because we still have a lot of things that we're going to be covering here live tonight. And live tonight in the form. It's so much fun. This show is about pure inspiration. And so I love it. I love it. I love pure inspiration. We got to do some things remix first. And just to begin to do that. Mm-hmm. So let's go. We're going to go up to the next caller. Calling it looks like from area code 832. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
My name is Aisi, and I'm calling from Houston.
Okay, greetings to you. And what's your name again?
Aisi.
Aisi. Okay. Miss Blue will tell your name up. It's nothing personal. I feel your energy. You're a beautiful sister. Let's go with that.
Okay.
Yes, your question for me?
Yes, my question is, I'm going through a lot of spiritual things in my life, and I'm picking up a lot of energy, and I don't know if it's my energy or if it's someone else's energy, but it's not having me feeling good, and I don't know how to, you know the difference between how to get rid of it.
Okay, so you're picking up a lot of energy just around you. Let's see what's going on, and you said you're not feeling well?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Let's take a look and see what's going on. The first thing, when I actually get into your energy, one of the colors that is coming up for me, and it's a really pretty interesting color. It's almost like a burnt orange, you know? it's almost like this burnt orange energy. And whenever I feel this, it's almost the energy of cayenne pepper. And I'm sure you're in Houston. You've eaten cayenne pepper before, right?
Yes, I have.
And, you know, cayenne is one of those things. It's not real tasty, but it will move all kinds of things around, like in your body. Like it'll cause your nose to run. It'll sort of kind of open up your throat. You know, all of these different things. I do see lightning around you. And so whenever I see lightning, this tells me there's a lot of activity going on, a whole lot of stuff going on, some things you want to be involved in, some things you don't, some things that are just about pure drama that you're trying to take yourself out of that range. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. For you, what's going to be key is, I need to see you, and this is what Spirit is showing me, I need to see you do some physical activity. So I don't know if it's walking. I don't know if you want to go to the gym. I don't know if you want to do some Zumba. By the way, I don't know if you guys heard about the Zumba instructor going to prison, but, you know, she's getting indicted for prostitution. But anyway, I need you to do some, you need to move. You need to move. Your energy is stagnant for me. It's
mm-hmm.
very stagnant. When I get into your energy, I don't see you doing much. I don't see you moving around. I just see you kind of being in that one space. And so what happens is whenever we sort of kind of do that, our energy sort of kind of, it's almost like having a pipe that's clogged up. It's like things are flowing in. It's trying to come, but it can't run out. Because there's nowhere to go. So I need you to move around. I need you to move around. So even if it's just maybe in the morning taking 15, 20 minutes and going for a walk, you know.
Okay.
I need you to begin to get up and move around. A lot of the energy that you're picking up is from other people because your aura is very weak right now. And so just like anything that's weak, what happens is when you come close to other things, it attaches itself to it. So you're very empathic, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So which
yes.
means that if somebody comes around you and they're having a jacked up ass day, you can tell that their day is jacked up and you start to make them happy. They leave, they smiling, and you sitting at home jacked up now.
That's true.
Because the energy just transferred. It went from them to you. So how do you stop taking on others' energy? You have to build your energy up so that it becomes strong, so that you can recognize where you start and where you end. And where does that come from? That comes from you telling people, hell no, sometimes. No, can't do it. Not going to do it and don't want to do it. You don't know how to say no.
No, I don't.
You don't know how to say no. So everything
no.
is, yes, girl, I'll help you with this, and yes, I'll come over here, and yes, I'll do this. But if I asked you to take 20 minutes for yourself, you wouldn't even give yourself that kind of consideration.
That's true.
But you'll do it for everybody else.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So as a result, your energy is weak. It's just out there. It's saying, whoever comes over, we good with it. Whatever y'all want to do, we good with it. You got to learn where you start and where you stop.
Okay.
You got to learn that. So this cayenne pepper that you got, there's the bitterness in there. You want to say no, but you don't.
Mm-hmm.
You want to not do it, but you don't. So I need you to get more into green. Mix some green up with that. So wear some green. Start to eat some green things. Bring some more live food, some green leafy foods into your life. Believe it or not, green also, because I'm dealing more with the astral body, is the color of communication. Okay. Now, I know all of y'all who are stuck on Hindu, and y'all think anytime we say communication, it's only blue, but that's not true. Green is the color of communication, and you need to start getting some green to build this up in your astral body so you can start to learn where you start and where you end. So when somebody comes around you with jacked up energy, you can know that that's not you. And you don't have to take on that burden. But this taking on burdens is sort of something that you've been groomed to do from a very young child. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. But you're not a child anymore. You're grown. And by the way, I also see someone coming into your life to help you with this. Because I see a horse trolloping in the backyard, and whenever I see a horse, I know help is on the way. So other than me, Miss Blue, of course, I'm help, but you're also going to get some more help. Get into eating green. Get you a nice salad. Start to eat you a nice salad. Start to give some time to yourself. Take a pause before you agree to run out and go do everything for everybody else. Or even just emotionally be there for people, because that's a strain.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
That's a strain. You can't keep doing that. It's putting your body under pressure. So I see tons of these cases of people coming to me for readings that I'm working with holistically, friends and family. Everybody's blood pressure is going up because you're up under so much pressure. You don't get high blood pressure unless you're under pressure. It doesn't happen.
That's true.
And you're under a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So alleviate these things of pressure from your life. Alleviate those things of pressure. Start taking some time out for yourself. 20 minutes in the morning before you move, before you get up, before you start shaking, before you start baking, before you start jumping around for everybody else, I want you to take 20 minutes and just be with yourself. Still yourself. Quiet yourself. Enjoy yourself. Just really relax with yourself.
Okay.
And this is going to help you to balance out this energy. It's going to help you to balance it out, and it's going to help you to build that very strong thing around you so you don't have to start picking up this energy from everybody else. And learn how to say no.
Okay.
No. Learn how to say no. And I'll tell you something my daddy always said to me. You want to know if somebody is really your friend? Piss them off.
That's true.
Then they don't tell you what they really think about you.
Yes.
Piss them off. Make them mad. Yes. And you're going to see how much of a damn friend these people you've been jumping through hoops for really love you. Piss them
That's
off.
That's true.
They don't tell you.
That's true.
They'll tell you. They'll let you know. And then you'll be saying to yourself, you mean, Tim, I've been doing all of this for you, and this is what you think about me?
That's true.
So start giving some of that beautiful time to yourself. Give that time to yourself. Give it to yourself. All right?
Okay.
So peace and love to you. And then make sure you come back and let us know how that's going for you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Peace and love. Hold the line. Oh, that was beautiful. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 504. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Chastity. I'm calling from New Orleans.
Okay, what's your name?
Chastity.
Chastity. Greetings to you, Chastity. Calling from New Orleans. All right. Go ahead.
I was just calling because I feel like I'm kind of being, like, spiritually blocked or something. Like, I'm all over the place, and I can't focus. And I just want to know if you can, like, help me to do things to help me focus.
to do things to help you focus. All right. Well, let's see what's going on and why you can't focus, why you can't get like 50 cents and be focused. That's what 50 cents say. 50 cents, he said, you got to get fully focused, man. Fully focused. I know, I'm silly. All right. Here we go. We're going to take a look, Cassidy. See what's going on with you at this particular time and why you cannot get focused.
And, I feel like as far as my work life and career life and everything, it's all right. But like spiritually, I feel like I cannot get on that level that I need to be on.
Okay, and I'm gonna tell you why. Okay, and I know, Miss Blue. Sometimes I can be way out there, but tonight's pure inspiration, and so I just want to make sure I'm reading the chat room and I don't need to be doing that. Okay, so I want to make sure that you understand why it's so hard for you to focus, and then we'll talk about some ways that you can actually begin to get focus. The number one reason why you can't focus is because you feel invisible in certain areas of your life.
All right.
And I want you to think about that for a minute when I say invisible. This is when it comes to relationships. And for you, when that is not right for you, you can't focus.
Will you say that again?
Say it again?
Yes.
Tell me what you're saying yes to.
Can you say the part you just said again? You said I feel invisible. And then what
I said you feel invisible. When you're not in a relationship, you feel invisible. So therefore you can't focus.
Oh.
It's making sense now, huh?
Yeah.
When you're in a relationship, everything is going well. Oh, you can focus on your job. You can focus on the whole world. You can do everything you need to do. But when you're not in a relationship, there's no focus because you feel invisible.
Right.
That's got to change.
So is it that I can't be without a relationship?
That's what you think. That's what you think. That you cannot be without a relationship. It is how you validate yourself. And on some levels, I get it. Miss Blue gets it. Trust and believe that. But on other levels, that is so wrong. I can't even let you go another day thinking that.
Okay.
You are not invisible because you're not in a relationship. You're not invisible because you're not in a relationship.
Okay. So is it that I don't know if I'm afraid to not be in a relationship or
you're afraid of not being validated. You're afraid of not being worthy. This is a big part of what it is. And so it's about that fear of being alone. And I understand that.
Right. I can feel that.
Yeah. So this is about you really sort of building a foundation for yourself so that you can begin to bring yourself into the place where you can be seen. and not just for the sake of being in a relationship. That's not your complete validation. It is a natural place to be, of course, but this is not who you are. You are seen even when you're not in a relationship, but it comes from you not being okay with you. And still thinking that you have something to prove to somebody.
True.
And you don't have anything to prove to anybody.
Mm.
You have to begin to build a stronger foundation. This is about setting intentions for yourself and your life, really getting into that preparation, and then beginning to do these divine sacred rituals for yourself.
So how could I go about, like, trying to get, like, my focus on spiritually, like, to get that foundation going?
Mm-hmm. Did you hear what I just said?
Yeah.
It's about setting intention. So that means when you get up in the morning, you need to set an intention for yourself. Give yourself a purpose.
Okay.
That's one. You have to begin to give yourself a purpose and then get into certain rituals, because you already know where your energy is going to go. You already know.
Okay.
Start to begin to work with yourself. Work with yourself. Get into those things that you feel is creative for you, that you like to do, that you enjoy to do. Take a class. You know what I mean? Take a class. Start to do those types of things. You know? You got to give yourself a purpose. Give yourself a routine to begin to get yourself in. Maybe you want to start going for walks in the morning, spending about 20 minutes with yourself, meditating more, looking at different ways to meditate more. You know, these are the things. Start to do this. Don't detach yourself from your emotions. Feel them, but feel them in a very honest way. And recognize that having a relationship or just being with somebody is not the only way that validates you for being here. More is for you than just you being on this physical planet just to be in a relationship.
Okay, I got it. I understand.
Start to work from that point. Right now, too much energy is focused on that if something goes wrong in these relationships you have, you feel like you're invisible. You don't exist. All right?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling in. Peace and love to you, sweetie. Peace and love. All right, you guys. We're going to continue calling in, it looks like, from area code 330. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Here, 330. We'll go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 540. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
How you doing, Ms. Blue?
Yes, greetings, who's on the line?
Sivan, I'm calling from Roanoke, Virginia.
Who is it?
Hold on, let me take y'all speakerphone. Sivan, I'm calling from Roanoke, Virginia.
I'm sorry, Speedy. I didn't hear your first name. Take me off speakerphone, please.
Hold on. Sorry.
That's okay.
It's Alvana.
Okay. Did you say Alvana?
No, like Ivana Trump.
Ivana. Okay, Ivana. Okay, greetings to you. Yes, yes. How can I help?
Is this something that I need to know today?
I don't know. Do you? Do you need to know something today?
I mean, I was wondering, like, if you, like, if something urgent you had to tell me or something, but.
Oh, okay. I can tell. Miss Blue knows. This is kind of new to you. I won't put you on blast like that. How old are you?
22.
Beautiful age. I can remember when I was 22. I can remember when I was 22. I can remember when I was 22. My. Funny how time flies. Okay, let's talk about it. Let's just talk about some of the things that's going on with you. And here's what I'll do. I'll give you some things and just some things that you can begin to take a look at right now. The number one thing is right now you're going through some obstacles and some challenges right now in your life. Would you say that to be true?
Yeah,
you're going through some obstacles and challenges in your life. And, you know, like most of us when we're young, it's not that we think that we have everything figured out, because in most cases it's quite the opposite. We know we don't have anything figured out. But for you, interesting enough, is that you've sort of kind of taken a path that many have not had to take in their life. And that is, you had to grow up pretty fast. You still with me?
Yeah, I'm still listening.
Okay. I said you had to grow up pretty fast.
Yeah. I agree.
You had to grow up. Yeah, you had to grow up pretty fast. And don't worry, because you're new to this, Miss Blue is not going to put you on blast. So I feel your heart. I feel your heart racing over there. I'm not going to do it. I promise you I'm not going to do it, okay? So no worries on that. But you, I know you know what I'm talking about. But no, I didn't say I wasn't going to put no one on blast. I'm not going to put her on blast. There's the difference. But anyway, but you had to grow up pretty fast. And so because of that, there are certain areas in your life that I can look at you. You are so confident. Matter of fact, people come to you because you have this confidence about you. And when it comes to doing certain things and just how they come to you, you can do that very well. But then there's other areas of your life where you're not confident at all.
Yeah.
You know, and particularly when it comes to just those things of your emotion, and even when it comes to being in relationships. And really understanding how your feelings are moving through these relationships. And, you know, if this is exactly what you want or is it not, today it feels good, tomorrow feels bad. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes complete sense.
Yeah. So what Spirit is saying right now is that this is a time for you to really begin to tap into these things of feminine energy. And when I talk about feminine energy versus masculine energy, it has nothing to do with what is between our legs. I'm talking about that. Yeah. And I have to say that because some people, you know, because sometimes I tell men this and they think, what are you telling me to get into feminine energy? I'm talking about those things of meditation. I'm talking about those things of you know, really tapping into looking at things from a holistic point of view and really just what we would call wisdom. Wisdom, that energy of wisdom. This is feminine energy when you're tapping into that particular thing. You know, even when we meditate, all of these things are about feminine energy. And these are some of the things for you that you definitely need to do because your mind is constantly racing. And what you're looking for is sort of that true purpose and really just to be free. Just to be free. But the truth of the matter is nothing is holding you captive. Nothing. All of this is just based upon how you perceive the world. How you perceive the world. So this is about you tapping into the energy of wisdom. I'm going to give you some goddesses, one goddess to work with, and that's going to be the goddess Moot.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
The goddess Moot, M-U-T.
Okay.
Yeah. The goddess Moot. She's one of the primordial mothers. You know, she really kind of has that wisdom, you know, and really all of those things of all of those things when it comes to really getting into that energy of feminine energy. That's what it is. It's really about getting more into that particular energy and having positive expectations. Because sometimes you can kind of be, what's the word I'm looking for? Like a sourpuss. You know,
Yeah. You
don't really see, you know, I'm in your mind and I don't see you having positive expectations, but you didn't always used to be that way. So
Yeah. This
is about you really getting yourself back into the place where you dream again, you know, do all of this. You used to do a lot of writing. You don't write anymore. So getting into these things, this place of innocence. This place of innocence and what it's going to help you open up to do, because ultimately this is what everything on the right side is going to help you to do, is that you don't trust. You have a trust issue. And because this trust issue is so harsh, you can only go so far. You know what I mean? I would tell a dirty joke, but you're kind of borderline young, so I won't tell it. But anyway, you can only go so far. So you don't never get to the money shot because you don't trust.
Okay. Are you saying like trust spirit? Just trust life?
I'm saying trust people, trust life, all of that. You don't trust. You don't trust. You don't. Because
you've been
portrayed too many times, so it's hard for you to let down that guard and begin to trust that. But as a result, I want to show you where you are and why your confidence in certain areas are so low. It's gotten to the point where you don't trust yourself no more. See, that's the ultimate betrayal. We say it's somebody doing something to hurt our heart in a relationship or things that happen, maybe our parents or friends or family, but the ultimate betrayal in trust is when you cannot trust yourself. By the way, you need to change the battery in your smoke detector. You need to change the battery in your smoke detector.
What does that mean?
You don't hear that beeping sound?
I hear something, but I didn't know, like...
That's what it is. Yeah.
Okay.
See, our house, our sacred space, speaks to us and me, because I'm just kind of crazy and woo-woo like that, it really speaks to me in a lot of different ways. So whenever I, and it's a past life thing, me and a fire, but anyway, whenever I hear that beep, that's a warning sign. That's letting you know that there's something in your life you're not paying attention to. You're missing it. You're not getting it. Eventually, if you don't get it, then what happens is life will not send a warning anymore. It's time to sound the alarm.
Oh, shit.
Yes. So take the warning. Learn how to trust yourself before you end up making mistakes. And it's nothing worse than a coulda, shoulda, or woulda. Nothing worse than that. So these obstacles that you're facing right now, you got to get into the point where you can trust yourself, because it's going to be critical for you over the course of the next 2 to 5 weeks, and you're going to have to make some decisions on which way you're going to go with some of these things. And you need to be clear, and you need to trust what you're getting. All right, that's what Miss Blue got for you.
Right. I want to like set up a full reading with you if it's possible.
You
is
can
it like
do that.
Are you booked
like,
for a while?
You know, funny thing. I really don't like to talk about that. See people in the chat room, they already know. I am booked for a while, but here's the thing. It is a divine appointment. Trust me, I knew that. When Spirit set it up for me, they already told me that these are going to be divine appointments. And so, yes, I am booked. But I promise you, it is a divine appointment. And you can always call in and ask me questions and even send me emails, you know, once you get on that list to get ready to get your divine appointment. And so, I say do it now, because time waits for no man. And it passes by really, really quick. Time does. Seems like a long time. Every week I do readings, people say, oh, I remember when I booked this reading, Miss Blue. I thought it would never get here. And wow, it's here already. Here already. So the time goes by. The time goes by. So, yeah. So, yeah. So just email me, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, @gmail.com. By the way, you have a gorgeous third eye. Your third eye is gorgeous. Your third eye chakra is beautiful.
Thank you.
Just got to learn how to trust. You can get all up in that energy. But your third eye is beautiful, really bright and everything. Very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, peace and love to you, and thanks for calling in.
No problem. Thanks, Ms. Will.
Mm-hmm. All right, you guys. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. We're going to keep going. Pure inspirations tonight. I want to know, Esther, where are you at? Pure inspiration. I'm sorry, I'm all in everybody's conversations. Let me stop. Let me stop being nosy. Okay. Let me stop being nosy. I hear voices. Okay, you guys. 646-652-2711 is the number. Oh my goodness. Is the number to call. If you want to hear the rest of the show, I see all of you. Oh, my goodness. I see all of you on the phone lines, and I'm still going to keep going to get to your calls. As we continue right here, don't forget, the Forgotten Foods is going to be here. It's going to be here on Sunday night. So we'll be doing that Sunday night. We're sending nothing but love and light to everyone who has been impacted all over the world by Hurricane Sandy as well. I'm sorry. I had to do that. I'm sorry, y'all. I was hearing voices, you know. I couldn't resist. I'm sorry. All right. So much love, warm spirit. And to all of you guys out there, hey, listen, don't forget, Wednesday night, we're going to be doing classes in the astro realm. We're going to be doing classes on crystals. And so if you want to get in on those classes, join us Wednesday night. Join me, Miss Blue, and I'll see you guys in the astro realm. If you guys, like the show, I want you to like it. Go over to Facebook or even right here on Blog Talk Radio, The V-Mix. Like it here. If you love it and leave a comment so that we know that you love it. I know that you love it as well, too. And, you know, if you want to set yourself up for a one-on-one sacred personal reading with me, Miss Blue, just email me at question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. Don't forget to get the audio workbook, all of that information. The Kim deck orders go out on Sunday night, so this is a great time to place an order. And for the rest of you, I'll see you in the after hours. And much love, warm spirit, peace and love to all of you guys out there. It's been great. Did some first things here, and we'll keep doing some first things as we're moving into this energy of 4-gen as we continue here live in Remix. So peace and love to each and every one of you. Yes. All right, so we're going to go to the phone lines now, calling in, it looks like, from area code 347. 347, you're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace, Miss Blue. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you? Who's on the line, please?
My name is Miriam. I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Okay, greetings to you. How is things in my hometown of Brooklyn, Brooklyn?
Some parts are just a mess, and other parts, thankfully, where I am, where my family is, if you go outside, you wouldn't know anything happened. Except that you can't really, transportation like a cab or the bus is just getting back to normal. But, you know, with the gas issue with transportation, it's just really, it's really a lot. But we've been blessed. Like, where we are, you would not know. You would not know, you know. Yeah. But I just wanted to say thank you to you. Because this year has just been really hard for me. And the last time I called in, it was a year and a half ago. And the bottom line is just, I appreciate you. And the fact that you have not denied your true self, that you listen, and that you don't try to do something else. Because so many of us get caught up in that. We don't want to ignore what's going to take work.
Right.
You know? And I know I'm guilty of that. And I could have been any one of the people in the last hour and a half that I've been on the line, you saying what you have said, you know, what you open them to, like, show them, like, look at yourself, look in the mirror. And I could have been any one of them. So everything, I don't have a question for you because I heard what I was supposed to hear. And I just want to say thank you.
Oh,
thank you. You know who you are. You know what I mean? I know you know who you are, and you're doing it. So thanks and praise. That's it. Continue. And much love. Okay?
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling in. And, you know, hey, you know who I am because you know who you are. And that's the beautiful thing. That's the beautiful thing. Yeah. Peace and love to you. Peace and love.
Same.
Keep holding it down in the BK.
Indeed. Okay, Ms. Blue,
thank you. Peace. Oh, that's beautiful, you guys. Oh, wow. Pure inspiration, you guys. And I'm just so thankful for all of you guys because we get to learn together. We get to cry together, laugh together. We get to do all of those cool things together, all of those things. So we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 914. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, Ms. Lou. I'm Kassan. I'm calling from Maryland.
Okay.
I'm just gonna say peace to the remix family. And really, I just want to know what exactly, like, what do you see about my life, like, in the years to come? It's kind of like two questions in one, because I kind of want to just do the spirituality, occult, metaphysics, and then I also want to know if I have any relationships that may come in the future. So please enlighten me.
Okay. What's your name again? Tell me your name again.
Kassan. Yeah.
Oh, Kassan. You are so beautiful. Your heart is just glowing over there.
Oh, my God. This is my first time actually listening to you, like, live. And I was like, I have to get a reading. Yeah.
Oh, well, I am so glad that I'm so glad that you called in.
Thank you.
So let's take a look. And one of the things that I like to do for me, Miss Blue, and this is just some of the things that I've learned from working in the records and just doing thousands of readings at this particular point, is that life. And our life, there really is no such thing as just locking you in into one particular way. You know, we're not free-falling here, which is a great thing. You know, we get to be participants in our life. And so when I give you sort of these things that I can see based upon your energy that's here, but you know that you're always operating in free will. And so at any given time, that can change. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of different scenarios are there. But I will tell you what I do pick up, and this has a lot to do with over the course of, and I try not to spiritually go any further out than maybe 5 or 6 months, because we can change so much, you know?
Okay, I understand what you're saying, yeah.
Does that make sense, you know?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, yeah.
We move, and I'm going to tell you why you feel so good. And your heart is just, ooh, you have a beautiful heart, chakra. It is just everywhere. It is just everywhere, so full of love. And that's a beautiful thing. The cycle that you're in right now, you're in a cycle of love and relationships. You're in a cycle of that. And we move in cycles. Just like we travel in soul groups, we move in different cycles for ourselves. And so this is a great time for you to really begin to build that bond with those things of the occult. Because this cycle is all about higher knowing. You know, higher knowing for about yourself and relationships. It's about inspired omens. It's about all of these particular things.
Okay.
So I want you to understand that even though that you'll be doing this work, Miss Blue calls it this, and you might have heard me say this on the show to a couple of other people, but when we say we came here to do work, we have what I call a Clark Kent and a Superman side.
Okay.
If that makes sense. And so Clark Kent, you know who Clark Kent is. He gets up every
day.
Yeah. He goes.
He's like the. I get what you're saying.
So you got a Clark Kent side, too. I mean, it would be cool to sit around and wear your little cape and be Superman 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. That would be the coolest job in the world.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? But even Denzel got to put on some sweatpants every now and again.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So you get to do that, but really, 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 this is definitely the time for you to get into those things of the occult and dive deeper into spirituality.
Yeah.
feel it and know it's real. So, yes.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
And also when it comes to relationships.
Okay.
Now, Ms. Blue's going to ask you a question. And, you know, I don't know, because you guys coming back now, y'all are such old souls. It's kind of hard to kind of energetically
I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
I've heard this many a times. Like, people have told me this. Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
really, really hard to guess you guys' this age, and a lot of times I get in your energy and read that, but I tap into your Akashic records and I start getting all kind of crazy numbers, and I'm like, whoa. Okay,
yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Are you about, what are you, 23?
I'm 18.
Ah, see, I'm
18. Yeah, I'm about to turn 19.
Oh, you're 18, about to turn 19. Well, a beautiful time. Oh, I remember when I was 19.
Oh, my God.
I remember that. I remember when I was 19. But listen, here's what I want you to work with, because this came up for you.
Okay.
And this is really going to be an excellent stone for you to work with. It's actually a crystal, but it's a stone. And it's called iron pyrite.
Iron, can you repeat the last part?
Pyrite.
Pyrite.
Yeah, pyrite.
Okay, all right.
If you don't know what iron pyrite is, let me tell you. Another name for it is fool's gold. Because it looks like a gold.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know
you're
talking about.
Yeah, you've probably seen it before.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you why this is going to be the perfect stone for you to work with. Because this helps to open your mind, and it helps you to realize your inner creativity. It helps to really open up this energy within you. Now, back in ancient times, and particularly with the Mayans, which you have a strong connection with the Mayan energy. Yeah, you have a strong connection with the Mayan energy. But what they used to use the iron pyrite for is they use it for two things. One, they used it actually as a protection stone. Because it's a reflector. So, like, anybody who tries to, like, mess up that gorgeous, beautiful heart chakra you got open there, that iron pyrite will send that energy right back to them.
Okay. Okay.
So it's excellent.
I get what you mean. Yeah.
A reflector for that. And it really just keeps all negative energy away from you, and it really helps you to uncover sort of the truth of a situation, and it keeps your energy in a very uplifted and a positive way. And it's very fast moving.
Okay.
You're moving fast, and this is moving fast. You understand? So I can imagine when you start working with this iron pyrite, you're going to be through the roof.
Yeah. True.
And it also will help, because one thing about you, you know, I kind of want to call you my get high baby. You know, like, you know, when you just want to get high, I just use your energy and I'm high. And that's a really great thing. But also, one of the things that I want you to balance out for yourself, because when you're high, you're high. But when you go down, you crash.
I see.
Yeah, you like a bad drug. When you come down off that high, it's hard. And you don't go there often. You don't go there often. But one thing about the pyrite is it keeps you really out of that zone. It lets you know when you're getting ready to get in that zone. And it kind of pulls you back. So it's an excellent energy. And here's another thing.
Okay.
When you sleep, tell me about this. Because when you're sleeping sometimes, I feel you waking up gasping for air.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I don't know about that, because when I go to sleep, like, I don't have, like, recently I don't sleep like normally. I would come home and then sleep to like 8 and then wake up and I'll be up all night. And then sometimes I won't even sleep for the whole night and then go through the day and then repeat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not getting enough sleep, but I don't understand that part. Grasp me. I mean, I do dream. I can remember my dreams when I wake up, and I recall them. But I don't understand the part. Gasp for air.
Right. Well, here's the thing that I'm telling you, and maybe that's just how spirit is showing it to me. But what's happening is you're not the way that you're sleeping. You're not getting enough air. And energetically, when I get into your energy, this is what's throwing your sleep patterns off for you. I want you to think about this, because when I get into your energy, and I'm just doing a quick scan here for you, you can check this out for yourself. But it has to do with your tonsils and your adenoids.
Tonsils and my what?
Your adenoids.
Okay.
And in there somewhere... Sometimes, particularly if you kind of get a cold or you get a little stopped up, like I feel like you've just been getting over something recently, it sort of is some swelling up in there that causes the oxygen not to flow completely in there. It's not anything seriously to worry about. What I would like for you to do is to put a pillow underneath your head. That's going to help you to really begin to do that. And then the other thing is the iron pyrite, this particular stone, it helps to bring oxidation into the bloodstream.
Okay.
You can sleep with this stone near you. You can sleep with it underneath your pillow. You can actually keep it on your throat. It's a good stone to work with to help you get more of the oxygen in. You're fine now because you're young and you're so healthy, but you don't want to get to the point where this starts to impact your energy because you're not sleeping well and getting enough oxygen. So put a couple of pillows up under your head. That's going to just help elevate you. I'm not a medical doctor, but I am a holistic practitioner, coupled by some of my other crazy things, that it will help to open up the air passageway in your adenoids and in your throat.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Ms. Lou. a lot of info, but I love the energy. A lot of inspiration.
Well,
you know?
I love your energy. You're going to be my get high baby. So I'll have to check from time to time and get us all high with that beautiful, amazing energy. But you're absolutely right. You are in the cycle for all of these things. Especially when it comes to advancing your spirituality, you're going to have all kinds of things. I'm hoping you will join me on Wednesday night for class.
Yes. I'm so excited for that, actually. Yes. Super excited for that. Definitely going to be there. Definitely.
Good.
Yeah.
And so keep doing big things. Don't forget you got to do Clark Kent side stuff too, you know. So
yeah.
All of those things are important.
Out. Yeah. I understand. All right. Thanks, Ms. Lou.
You're welcome. Peace and love. Hold the line.
Peace and love.
Beautiful get high baby right there. Lots of energy, lots of powerful energy for the young brother. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 678. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
How you doing, Ms. Blue? This is Terrence.
Okay, greetings to you, Terrence. Terrence, you want to tell everybody where you're calling from?
Calling from the ATL.
From the ATL. Greetings to you, Terrence. What can I do for you tonight, Terrence?
I've been thinking about doing some stand-up comedy, and I want to know, do you see a future in it for me?
Terrence, ain't no future in your front. Terrence, let me tell you. You know how I feel about you, Terrence. Can I put you on the spot for a minute? Terrence? Terrence, you can do anything you want. This is an amazing brother right here that has many skills, many abilities, and just beautiful energy, beautiful brother. Just don't make him mad.
Oh, please.
just don't make him mad. He's a beautiful brother, beautiful energy. And he also went through the Kim business class. Actually, let me tell you, Terrence, I think he would be great at stand-up.
Okay, cool.
Let me tell you how great I think you'll be at stand-up.
Okay, I'm listening.
Go for it. Tell us some jokes right now.
Oh, no, I'm not about to bomb in front of the remix.
How are you going to bomb? I just told you you would be great.
Yeah, but I mean, Miss Lou, I got to get my routine together.
You got something for us. Come on now. You got something for us. Wait a minute now. Come on now.
Okay. Listen, when I get it together, I'll definitely call back
in. No. You got
and break
it.
You off the jokes.
Terrence, I don't believe you are getting ready to leave us right now without telling us
no.
one thing. Terrence.
I don't have anything
yes,
prepared.
Yes, you do.
So.
Yes, you do. You don't need nothing prepared. That's why it's called stand-up.
Well, yeah, but I think it's a lot more difficult than it looks.
No, it's not. It's only as difficult as you make it. If it's difficult, then you ain't going to be able to do it. It's not difficult. Come on. We ready. We're ready.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Because he wanted to get to the other side.
Right.
Terrence, you trying to be funny.
Yeah, I was. I was trying to be funny.
No, you wasn't trying to be funny. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sorry, Miss Lou, but I don't have anything ready, so.
Well, Terrence.
But yes.
I think that.
But
no,
I'm glad that you say I will be, you think that I will be great.
No. But I want to be clear. I think you can do anything.
Okay.
I don't think you caught that when I told you that you can do anything, for real.
Right. Okay.
But why do you want to do stand-up comedy?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. What did you say?
I said, why do you want to do stand-up comedy?
Oh, just something on the bucket list, and it's something that I always wanted to do, but was really too afraid to do it. So I think I'm gonna go ahead and take the lead before I get too old.
So it's yeah, you said it's something on your bucket list and you want to do
something.
It
yeah.
before you get too old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so curious, why are you not doing what you want to do?
I'm not doing what I want to do. Well, I guess I am doing what I want to do. Just doing like everything that I want to do. Yeah. Some things, yeah, I am doing.
Are you in the chat room? God.
Nah, I'm not in the chat room.
Oh,
are they busting me up?
You know they are busting you up. You already know that. You already know they busting you up. Oh, they busting you up bad, too. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, they'll be okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, Terrence. I'm going to let you off the hook tonight. Just because it's pure inspiration. I should go with that inspirational thought. But I'm gonna let you have it your way tonight. It's going to be like, what is the place that let you have it your way? What's the place?
What is that, McDonald's?
Somebody, McDonald's,
Burger King,
one of them.
Yeah.
Let you have it your way. I'm going to let you have it your way tonight. I am.
Okay.
Because you know you don't want to really do no stand-up comedy.
You don't think so?
Oh, I know you don't want to do it. You might have put it on a bucket list. But really, at the end of the day, what is a bucket list? I mean, why do we even need a bucket? the whole concept of being inside of something, trying to get out, is an oxymoron.
Mm. Well, I never thought of it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm just trying to wait for the movie to come out. That's what I'm waiting on.
Well, you know, that's in the workings. Definitely in the workings.
Mm-hmm. All right, parents.
All right, Miss Blue, I appreciate it.
I'm going to play 50 Cent song.
Which one?
Get Fully Focused.
Fully Focused. I feel you, Miss Blue.
Get focused.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Well, peace and love.
All right. All right. Peace and blessings. Good night.
Good night. Stand-up comedy. But he doesn't want to do a joke. Oh, come on, Terrence. You could have gave us something here tonight. All right. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 518. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Kim from Albany.
Okay, greetings to you, Kim from Albany.
That last caller really had me cracking up. I mean, he's a good.
Yeah, he real funny. We need to give him a, yeah, he real funny. Karen's
oh my
real
goodness.
Funny.
He's a funny dude.
Hilarious.
Wow. Well, I don't know. I'm just calling. I was feeling a little down. Not still. Got a lot of energy, just a little. The young caller you had on the line, he was, wow.
So that's the get high baby right there.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I felt that thing.
Yes, yes. Beautiful energy. He was full of life. It's beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful. Yes, yes.
Well, basically, I'm just calling, you know, a little, I don't know what's going on with me. It's the heart thing. I need to open up my heart more. And that's where I'm at, basically. I know there's a lot of good stuff inside of me, but I'm struggling a little bit with that, like a little
mm-hmm.
trust issue. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, I don't know. Just
well,
like,
yeah.
I mean,
mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I just feel I need more work with my heart. It's time to release. It's time to let it all out. The forgiveness part and start with self. And it's just a lot of stuff. I'm not going to wear you out with a lot of it, but it's just the heart. I'm just really focused on that part. So if you can give me some, like, rituals or some insight on how to really, how to begin to open up my heart again. I appreciate
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah. Well, two things. One, your heart is not closed, but
mm.
your mind is.
Mm-hmm.
You see, your heart is not closed. It's
okay.
It's not that. You know, one of the things that our ancestors knew and really began to understand is that, you know, when it comes to speaking sort of this language, and understanding about hearing, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Because what's messing most of us up is our hearing. That's
mm-hmm.
what's really jacking us up. It's not so much our heart.
Okay.
But it's what we're hearing. And we're listening to sounds that are coming from our mind. But the truth of the matter is that you don't even hear your mind. You
mm.
hear with your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these things that we're hearing or we think we're hearing in our mind is an illusion. It's not anything but our conscious mind making a whole bunch of damn noise.
Mm. Right. Mm-hmm.
So how you begin to tap into the real hearing
Mm.
is really to tap into that place of joy.
Of joy. Mm.
So you want to know how to open up your heart? You have to do hard shit. You understand? You gotta. You do. You can't sit around and mope all day and be down and depressed and think you're going to tap into your heart. You know, it's kind of like if I play for the Lakers, I can't come out with the Phoenix Sun jersey.
Right.
I got to do Lakers stuff if I'm a Lakers fan. I it just doesn't work. If I'm on the Knicks, I got to be hanging out with Jay-Z and them. I can't be, you know, I can't be over here with Kobe and them talking about let's go do lunch. You have to begin to start getting into heart stuff. If you want to open up your heart, do stuff that is about the heart. You have to begin to hear the words coming from your heart and not coming from your mind. And simply, it's about deciding. At any given moment, we can change our reality by deciding to change.
Okay.
I'm not here to tell you that it's an easy task. It is life work. And some days it's better than others, but you can do it. So at this precise moment, you can say, I choose to feel nothing but joy. And just like magic, you will begin to feel joy.
Wow. I decided 2 months ago to have my cable disconnected. I just needed silence. Because to me, I've watched too much television, and I thought that was just too much distraction. And the mind thing that you were talking about, I would watch TV just to avoid stuff in my mind, but come to find out, the more TV I watched, the more shit was in my mind. So I got, like, really confused. So now that I don't have the cable anymore, it's dead silence. I'm like, well, damn, what am I to do now? So it's I can't really explain it, but it's weird. When you said do hard shit, it's time to do hard stuff. No, I shouldn't say hard shit. But it's time to do hard stuff now. Like, really get down with this thing.
But see, for you, hard stuff is sadness.
Because you've
trained yourself to think the only time your heart comes alive is when you're sad and down. And now it's time for you to begin to realize that your heart is also about joy. It's about living life. It's about having fun. And so you have to begin to reprogram that in your mind so your mind knows this is not heart.
Wow. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's
you got to
get
into
so much. I love you so much because you can take it and you just give it. And it's like it's in front of my face. And if it was a snake, it would bite me. And I see it. But it takes a person like you to go, it's right in front of your face.
Oh, no. The call dropped. And listen, I think we're all going to drop. So get into heart stuff. Have joy, have love, have abundance. Peace and love to you guys. Download, download, download. If you like the show, I want you to like it. If you love it, I want you to love it. Love it over on Facebook, you guys. I don't think we're going to keep going. I don't know what happened to her call. Her call dropped. So let's see. I think we may have a little bit more time. So I guess we'll keep going. So let's go to the phone lines. Let's see. It is so many of you guys here calling in, it looks like, from area code 919. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. My name is Angie.
Greetings to you, Angie.
And I'm calling from North Carolina.
Okay, greetings. See you, Andrew, from North Carolina.
Hi. Well, I've been seeing the number 11 a lot in visions and dreams, I guess. Well, visions, really, like the number 11 is really prevalent lately for some reason. I can open my inbox messages. I have 11 messages. in my, you know, check my regular email, it's 11. I'm just, I guess I'm wanting to know, what does it signify?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a lot of different things that the number 11 signifies. Matter of fact, we're in the 11 month. 11, if we start to look at some of the things, and if you just look at 11 and just do it from an ancient perspective, the way our ancestors used to look at numbers and symbols and signs, 11 looks like a doorway. It looks like two pillars that you can actually walk through. So most of the time when you hear people talk about 11, they will talk about gateway energy or portals or, you know, the ability for you to walk through things. 11. Mm-hmm. Another thing that the number 11 can signify is it really vibrates to that frequency that really is connected to those things on the angelic realm. So a lot of angels are connected with the vibration of the number 11. We know that everything holds vibrations on the planet. And everything in the universe is made out of the binary codes, which is one and zero. So you can begin to think about it that way. When you start to see numbers on a personal level, it can mean a whole lot of things, the number 11, to you. You could study those things when it comes to those things of numerology and numbers and begin to understand it. I don't tend to take so much that particular aspect from it when I do things, because what a number may mean to me and what it may mean to you is something completely different. For instance, when you were 10, your mother could have whooped you 11 times. It could have been her number. Didn't I tell you not to? And she could do that till she got 11. To 11. Maybe that was her magical number.
It could have been.
You know? Or your 11th birthday could have been the most horrible year of your life. So they have personal meanings to us. There will always be things. And there's a universal code that everyone can identify. And then there is also where I call where the magic lies. And that's the same energy that I use when I'm reading readings and doing all of these things. When you see the number come up, you can actually choose to make this sort of your ally, or you can choose to make this number an opposition for you. I would say make the number a part of your ally. When you see the number 11 or you open it up, you know, this is the time for you to start affirming those things in your life, positive things that happen and that have gone on.
Mm-hmm.
And begin to work with the number 11 that way. So those are going to be some of the things that you can begin.
I usually do. When I see that number, I just always consider it to mean that I'm on the right path, because it's a very spiritual number. You know, it's like what numerologists consider a master number, because it's a double
for
digit.
For some people it is spiritual, but if your mama whooped your ass 11 times, that ain't spiritual.
Yeah,
I know
with
people,
that, though.
you understand, but whether you agree or not, what I'm saying is don't get so caught up in what someone else tells you something means.
True.
Don't get so caught up in that. So, yes, it is that. And if you knew the answer, what did you want me to tell you?
I don't know. I just thought maybe you know, would have a different insight, you know. When we spoke before, you know, I was, you know, telling you how I have visions and everything, and, you know, they're not always very clear, and then sometimes they are, but when it comes to my own future, it's not always so clear. Like, I can see other people's situation very clearly, but my own life, you know, doesn't always work so clearly for me.
Mm-hmm.
So when I saw the number, like 11:15, I was thinking maybe it meant a date, not just the number 11 by itself.
Right.
You know, different.
And it could mean, it definitely can mean that. But here's something else I wanna tell you that, and I think we talked about this before, and I don't remember, so please forgive me on that.
Yeah,
but
no problem.
But understand that this information, this knowledge, this wisdom, this magic, this whatever we want to call it, it's not so much so that you can do a comparison to see who's right and who's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to really get that. I don't think you're doing it on a conscious level, but on a subconscious level, that's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And the only thing that that's going to do is confuse the hell out of you.
Right.
That's not the purpose of learning or even getting this information, to see that. I understand about, yes, you can get things for other people, but sometimes you can't get things for yourself. Well, here's what I say. Everything is not meant for you to get. We all need help. There are people that I go to, that I consult. So it's not about doing things for themselves. But don't get so caught up in trying to do everything for everyone else.
Okay.
This work, this spiritual path should be, not according to me, but based upon the ancient teachings, it's about knowing thyself. Not knowing thy neighbor, not knowing thy Facebook friends, not knowing the person you met in chat, not knowing the guy up the street. It's about knowing you. Because at the end of the day, there is nobody coming to save you but you.
Right.
And if you cannot do this work and apply it to you, then what good is it?
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to know what I pick up from the number 11, because you're right, 11 is following you around. Mm-hmm. And the number one thing that Ms. Blue is picking up is that you need to do some feng shui.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Do you know what that means when I say you need to do some feng shui?
I know what feng shui, yes, I know what that word means, the term means, yeah.
Tell
changing
me.
Around my living space, like my furniture.
So that's
stuff
a
like that.
that's a part of feng shui. But you need to do some feng shui starting from the part of clearing things out.
Okay.
Clearing the clutter.
Think so. Okay.
Releasing things.
Mhm.
Inside your sacred space. That will help you to begin to balance out this energy.
Okay.
Releasing your own emotional baggage and really starting to detach yourself from certain things. And then you can get to a clear intention.
Mm-hmm.
That's the question to really challenge yourself with. It's a good one. It's a good one that we all can challenge ourselves with. What is your true intention?
That is a very good one.
You know, what is the true intention? Because I still get the same energy from you, like you're trying to prove something.
And like you said before, I don't have to prove anything or...
You don't have to prove anything.
Yeah,
you're
not. I'm still working on that.
Yeah. And it's okay. You understand? It's been, what, a week? Maybe not that. It's okay. It's okay.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I'm conscious of it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want you to be more than conscious of it. I want you to live it. But you don't have to prove it.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing to prove. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing needed to prove. And when you get that, when you can sit with that energy and really hold it within yourself, then all of these other things will begin to open up clearly for you.
Okay.
It doesn't mean you're going to know it all, you know, trust
right.
me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about knowing it all, but, you know, you'll be able to sit in that place a whole lot longer, a whole lot longer with yourself, and things will become clearer for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to help people. Trust me,
yes.
Ms. Blue's a helper.
I am too. I'm actually a full-time social work student, so I'm, going to be into the helping profession very shortly. Yeah.
But a big part of you, well, congratulations, a big part of you helping, and I truly know this from myself and from others, the work that we want to do so bad is the work that we need to do for ourselves. You see?
Oh, I need help myself first.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
That's
so true. Yeah. Because if I'm not well.
And a big part of you is trying to go back and save yourself. save that little girl. That's what drove you into that deal. You don't get there by accident.
No. No, I don't. Yep.
So, yeah. So, good stuff. Good stuff.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if I could ask one more quick question.
Mm-hmm.
I also have been having dreams. I've had three dreams lately, and three is like another key number for me. Three dreams lately that somebody gave me a new car. I was driving a new car. And I really
mm-hmm.
would like to upgrade Miss Blue, to be honest. Do you see me getting a better, newer car anytime soon?
you want to get you another car? Well, you know, the truth of the matter is, actually, I do see you getting another car. And a lot of times we do have dreams, and they really just help us to decipher those things that are going on in our lives. A lot of times it's through signs and through symbols. But again, here's something else, and this was something that was taught to me, shared with me by a very wise one of my teachers. If you only mm-hmm. focus on numbers, then that's all you'll be is a numerologist, a numerologist, not even a numerologist. You understand? So don't get so caught up in, yes, there is symbolism in everything that we do, but don't lock yourself into looking for those things, you know. When you see a car, and here's some of the things that I want you to think about when it comes mm-hmm. to the car. The car really is sort of symbolically, it is an expression of you, of how you show up in the physical world, the work that you do, who you are, how you express yourself, your personality. The car really is speaking to that, and even to your current situation, you know. Interesting enough, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the car is really that. It is really speaking to your job. It's speaking to your situation. And these things, I even see over the course of the next 6 to 12 months, you actually getting some sort of promotion on your job. And as far as you getting a new car, you can actually get a new car now if you wanted that. I think you just don't want the bill that goes along with it, but you can get a car.
Oh, because in the dream, like, I was seeing somebody gave me a really nice car. And, you know, when I asked the universe for a car, I guess I didn't really include the part about me wanting, you know, buying it. I would like for somebody to donate me a car or
mm-hmm.
give me a car,
mm-hmm.
you know, give me a nicer, newer car. And I do understand that, you know, just because you don't have a lot of money, you know, doesn't necessarily mean you can't take a trip or, you know, do things, because the universe will, I feel, inspire to bless us
yeah.
with what we ask for. You know?
Well, let me tell you this. I do believe in that, but that's a very religious mindset. It's almost like waiting on God to bring you something. I mean, why wouldn't you? You're very bright. You're very intelligent. Why wouldn't you want to be in the position where you could actually get what you want? There's a lot of talk that I've done before about free stuff. Nothing
mm-hmm.
is free. There's absolutely nothing free. And so this thought that somehow the universe is just going to open up and drop a car in your lap, can it happen? Of course.
Yeah,
it can.
Not necessarily drop it in my lap. But,
I understand what you mean. You mean someone to give it to you. That's dropping it in your lap. But here's what I want to say to you is that that's a very religious, nothing wrong with the thought, but a very religious mindset. It's almost like trying to get something for free. So what
mm-hmm.
kind of work would you need to do in exchange to get a car for free? The mere fact, and I want you to hear this, the mere fact that that's what you're hoping for, it's a little twisted in itself, you know. But But I want you to take from this what you feel you need, and, you know, the rest, as Brother Panic would say, pay me no mind. Mm-hmm. But don't get yourself caught up into thinking that this spirituality or this way of being is just to get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't need to be spiritual to do that. In fact, this is where the whole concept of God and the devil came from. Because they were individuals, as the teaching would go along those lines, who wanted to get something for nothing, and as a result, they would sell their souls for it. There was no work required, but only to give up their soul. So, I would say, if you're looking for something for nothing, I'm not your chick for that. I can't really help you get something for nothing.
Right.
You understand?
Well, I wasn't looking at it in that way. I wasn't looking at it in that way, of course. I mean, yeah, I mean, I wasn't looking at it in that way at all. I just asked God to bless me, you know, with a newer car, and I am still praying that I get one. I mean, I don't have any money for the car right now.
And you know what? But you're saying, and here's the thing, you're saying exactly what you meant, and believe you me, I'm not here to judge you. You just said I asked God to give me a car. You prayed for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very religious mindset. It's nothing wrong with it. That's
and
where
you know,
you
I
are.
Don't consider myself to be religious at all, actually.
You said a statement that I know some people who are religious wouldn't say.
Would say. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you may not consider yourself to be religious, but oh no. And to some degree, a lot of us have been still indoctrinated into that, and we don't want to be. If you want to be, that is fine. You know, I have no qualms against that. The only thing I'm saying to you is you're asking for something, but you have a contradiction in what you're asking for.
Right. Now I see. I can see that.
Yeah.
Now I can see that. Mm-hmm. Well, do you see me getting a new car next year, this year, the year after?
I just told you. You can get a car right now. You just don't want the car payment.
I
so,
can?
Yes.
I can't afford it right now, to be honest.
I just told you. You just don't want the car payment. If you feel you can't afford it, then why would you want something you can't afford? Get it? You feel you can't afford it. So why would you want something you can't afford? But you already answered that because you want the universe to give it to you. God, you want it to fall? You want somebody to say ding dong?
Well, you make it sound so bad. I mean,
no,
gosh.
No. I mean, I'm sure that, trust me, there's a lot of people who's learning from this.
Oh, goodness. Well, I'll just wait until I get my tax money, and then I'll buy me another car.
I'm just saying, if you want a car, there's absolutely nothing stopping you from getting a car today. You understand? We can all have what we want. It's about the consequences that come with it.
Yeah, I guess,
you know, in a way,
I guess I feel like I don't want to pay for it, you know?
Right. You don't want to pay. You want something for free. And let me tell you, that free shit, that ain't never good.
Because
nothing is free. You are paying someone else's interest and debt. So that saying where they say you've been kind of sold your soul, that's how you do it. Because you can't get nothing for free.
I actually called my dad and asked him if he would buy me a car. He said he didn't have his word was facilities or otherwise, in other words, the means or the resources to buy me a car. Well, I heard
why
he
would
my brother
why
a car.
Would, Why would you want your father to buy you a car? I mean, I can understand. I don't understand why you ain't asking, put me in a better position so I can go get my own car. Like, where is that at?
The whole thing with my dad is because, you know, he never did anything for me growing up. You know, he was basically a deadbeat
all this
time. Okay, but
guess
what?
That's the least he could do. But think about it. If he's never done nothing for you growing up, why the hell would he do something now?
Anything now. Yeah. You know, sometimes people change, though.
People don't change. They don't change. Mm. People make adjustments, but they don't change.
Well, he certainly hasn't changed, really.
Right. And if you're not careful, you're not changing either. Because you over here talking about you praying and asking God. I mean, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, just keeping it real.
Yeah. Well, what about romance, Miss Blue? See a good man coming anytime soon?
Ooh, no, not if you're trying to get it like you're trying to get your car.
Well, the car and man are different situations.
If you're trying to get a man like you're trying to get a car, we got problems.
Right.
And here's the thing. A man is not hard to get either.
Well, a good man.
Well, be careful about that word good. Because
a good man fits my criteria.
Hold on a second. Let me say this. The number one thing that I'm picking up from you is you don't know what you are. And therefore,
I do.
No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. And I'm going to give you proof. I'm not just going to talk words to you. You just told me that you wanted a car. And did I see you getting a car? But then you told me you don't want to pay for the car. You want the universe to bring the car. And then you told me, but no, you don't want a free car. You've been praying to God and asking God to give you a car. Then you said, you know what? I asked my daddy to give me a car. Hell, he ain't never did nothing else for me. Why can't my daddy get me a car? Mm-hmm. I said, well, why can't you get yourself to the place where you work to get your own car? And you said, I guess I just don't want to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but it's clear to me, and I'm sure everybody else listening, you don't know what you want.
I don't mean to come across as sounding like I don't know what I want, because I do.
No, you don't. But it is okay, and I understand that half of the battle is admitting that you don't know. And that's a hard problem for you, because you think you know everything.
Well, I certainly don't.
Okay. So then what's the problem with saying that you don't know what you want? Because you don't. You said you want a man. I said, really? Any kind of man? Don't say that. You don't know. I want a good man. What's a good man? Tell me a definition of a good man. Because I like that song, Good Man by Good Group or whatever. But what's a good man? I don't even know what a good man is. Tell me what that is. What's a good man?
Well, in my opinion, it's a good man is a man who's responsible, a man who's honest, who has integrity, who's on his romance status, as people say.
He's what now?
He's trustworthy. Yeah, I mean, not to say it like that, but I'm just saying, who has good character, you know?
Okay.
And that's responsible.
Now, I hear you. And I want brothers. I want you brothers all to stand up for Miss Blue right now, and those of you in the chat room. But here's what I want to tell you. There's some really good traits in what you just said. To have in a man. But you know what? That man is going to want those traits in a woman.
Right.
Not a woman that's waiting on her daddy to buy her a car or to get some free shit. You just said integrity and all.
Right.
Hey, I'm just letting you know how you don't know what you want. Because you want something that you're not willing to do for yourself. You want something that's not even clear to you. You want a man with integrity. You want him to be on his business. You want him to do that, and you begging the universe for a fucking car.
Oh, this hurts. Oh, my goodness.
No, but it's true. You know what I'm saying? It's true. Let's keep it real here.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think that a brother that got all of that going on is going to want to be with a sister that at least thinks the same way he does? You weigh on some other stuff there.
Yeah, so
you need to get with that brother that's hoping the universe sent his ass a car, and then y'all can sit together and hope together.
See, I wasn't looking at it like that, though.
Hope?
I wasn't looking at it like that.
Hope. Think about it.
Okay.
Y'all, so
I'm going to buy my own
car. What are we going to do tonight? Oh, baby, we're going to sit down. We're going to hope the universe pay our bills. We gonna hope the universe buys us a new car, babe. We just gonna hope this. I know what's gonna happen when that hope don't work. We gonna call your daddy.
No, I'm gonna buy my own car.
Okay.
I'm gonna buy my own car.
I mean, you don't have to let